Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
thing you have to fear is fear itself. Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones, and we're about to put it down on you again. This is right. This is the only thing you have to fear. And fear is the beginning of the Lord. Ain't that what it say in your Bibles? Fear is the beginning of God. And today, God's, and we got this holiday season coming up. Today is the Palm Sunday. And I said, you know what? I just think people need to realize the symbolism of this whole donkey thing. Ain't he riding a donkey? Now, I'm going to get deep today because I love it. It makes my mind go crazy. Because you get bored with the normal lifestyle. The lies that everybody got you believing is a normal lifestyle. You know, palms, riding on a donkey. You know, and ain't that one of the parties of the political houses? Jesus rides. Remember now, the symbol is your Jesus riding through Palm Sunday to be crucified. And next week, we would do a program called the Alien Resurrection, because I told you, the Bible is an alien extraterrestrial book of this planet. Welcome again for all you who've been with us. Sci-Fi is not leaving us. Thank my man Jeff Carroll last week on the Sci-Fi. Jeff, I haven't forgotten you. I'm gonna get you this, gonna get it to you. I'm gonna get you a nice spot and give you all your shows that you've done on the program, and hey, see what you can do with them, man. Been some great programs you've done, so look forward to you again, the comic book man. We did Sci-Fi Week with my man Jeff Carroll on Yo Jeff, that's what we call him down here. Yo Jeff did an excellent job on getting us all different views of sci-fi. But today, this is another sci-fi that you're living in called Draco Law, the Draconian New World Order. Now, just understand, you already in Draco Law. No doubt about it. Somebody has to let us know what is actually going on. You're under Draco Law. No doubt about it. Now, I'm going to give you, and I got this program from the bone, the connection. And from all of you, really, because we all connect through social media, mind. Sometimes we're going to do this program. We ain't going to have to even know we even talked about what we're going to put on the show. We just ask, and boom, y'all automatically come through with the connection. And so the connection is today, Draco Law, the Draconian New World Order. Now, you're all in it. And I put New World Order so you know that the whole world is in it. Now, I'm going to give you a little synoptic overview, and then I'm going to bring my man in, and he's going to kick it even more so because brother put it down. And the star system, Dracos, y'all, Alpha Draconis. Now, it sounds like Alpha Centauri from Lost in Space, but it's Alpha Draconis. Some people call it Saban, meaning, now, this is what it means now. Head of the Serpent. There are three stars under the magnitude 3 in Draco. Now, y'all go look this up now. Now, isn't that three stars, the three wise men? Oh, man, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood today. Now, let's even get deep with this before we get into bringing my brother on here with the Draco Law. We in Draco. You've been in Draco for quite a long time, people. You've been in Draco for quite a long time. I'm just going to bring it up to, I'm not even going to go far out because, you know, too much time, y'all start bringing in all these characters that are, you know, don't even know what our part of history, you know, they be having their own history. Let's just go into post 9/11. Let's just do that, 9/11. You went into Supreme Draco then. Now, at that time, they were setting up the star system. Mm-hmm. You remember these big events? They had the huge New Year's Eve party in the pyramids with the New World Order. Party in the pyramids. Now, I know y'all act like y'all forgot, but see, facts matters. And since we can Google it, and pretty soon your brain, after you, those of us who are living after the Draconian full-fledged body takeover, invasion of the body snatchers, y'all thought that was a movie, huh? Okay, but let's just get down to the earthly thing. Now, I get a lot of information from everybody, but this head of the serpent, ain't that in your Bibles? Hydra. Some people call it Hydra. Ain't that on the medical? I put the day off. You go on the face of my, oh, well, on the page that Facebook allows us, because Facebook is draconian. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah. It said you're for a draconian nightmare. No, you don't know that, but you'll find out by the end of this program. Twitter, draconian. That's why they had to see. No one's paying attention that they got three of the biggest social media stars, the Digeratis. That's what we call them. They call the Digeratis. Look it up. And the Digeratis is in front of Congress through virtual reality talking to congressmen who supposedly already on the take with the money they got. These are trillionaires running around all together on that table with trillionaires talking about, we love freedom of speech. But you know what the biggest thing was that y'all didn't catch? No, you didn't catch because you didn't watch it, because they got you watching all the craziness that they already hyping you up to do. See, boy, wait till we get into it to see how draconian law works. See, because you are New York. You about to go New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. We love you. Yo, son. Y'all about to get the hot sun. What group would defund and tell the police you have no more immunity? That means you can sue the police in New York, y'all. Oh, yeah. The police can be sued if. Here's what's going to happen from that. See how you're going to draconian. See, once it gets you to hate the police where you start to be able to sue, it brings in RoboCop, draconian law. And see, that's what you ain't ready for. Now, many of you will be dead if you're in your late 60s, 75, before a RoboCop will truly scare the shit out of you. Well, RoboCop gonna scare the shit out of the kids. Get ready. You know, like they say, trick love the kids down here in Miami. Trick love the kids. They're gonna trick the kids for real. See, that's why they bringing all the kids over. See, this is how it works. That's why they bringing all the kids over in the immigration bill, because they can get these kids to go along with RoboCop. They're gonna go along with it. Watch. And the same thing that y'all talked about, gotta bring out the facts. About Trump having them in cage. Well, Obama having them in cage, and so does Biden. They're all in cages. Kids in cages. I told you, when you want to take the vaccination, the draconian vaccination. Now, why did I call that? Because if you are taking aborted fetuses, unless you're telling me something, I'm going to live longer by taking these aborted fetuses, let me know. I might feel better about the vaccine. But right now, it's like I'm eating babies. And since the head of the serpent, which is the Caduceus, the cult of the Caduceus. Isn't that strange? Wow. I'm so glad we had Dr. Devil Bear on our program. I got to have a lot of people on this program, and I hope many of you could appreciate some of the mindsets we brought on this program. But, man, this is outrageous when you can actually say, wow, we heard it, we see it, and now we're going to live it. Because it's amazing how the head of the serpent, Alpha Draconius, is actually the planet that's ruling, or the star system that's ruling. Now, this three-headed serpent, this serpent is all through the Bible and many other books around the world. I'm using the Bible because we're in the Western Hemisphere of the brain, so I'm going to use that today. But it's all kind of dragons. This ain't just in the Bible. Dragons all over the place. Nagas, not even Nagas are dragons. If you look up who the serpent people are, head of the serpent, serpent people, somebody better talk to us today on this program, because what we're seeing that going to happen ain't going to be really nice. You have all of us, when I say we, somebody, you ain't talking about yourself, no, we all are going to see the serpent's head. Now, medical speaking, the serpent's on every ambulance, every medical hospital, every book of records of pharmacy, and obviously we have a very potent history, that serpent. And it got many names, so we ain't going to all the name calling today, but it's many names. And what we are seeing today is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, 9/11 put everybody under the state. Sure did. George Bush. This is how deep it is. Because it's Machiavellian. They create a crisis called Machiavellian Vision of Crisis Management. Just look that up. Just look it up. That's Machiavellian version of crisis management that justifies all manner of government tyranny in the so-called name of national security. This coming out their own stuff. So what they telling you is we just make up events and then create a national security force already in place, just like what you're experiencing now. Interesting. Now, how deep would this go? Healthcare. Now they're talking about the police in New York State and Georgia just did this voting right ID. Different things is going on in Florida, Texas, oh, you name it, each state. Didn't we say each state is a region? And that region, it will all have its own effect. So I can't save you from a serious hurricane that's going to hit an area that never gets hit. That's called Draconian technology. See, now let's get into this Draco thing. I'm bringing right, and give me a minute, but I'm setting the ball for you. Let's get into this Draco thing. It's Athenian law. Let's get that fact. Athenians at that time, 7th century before Christ, had a huge group of black folks in power. I know you want to believe this bullshit that the Afrocentrics only can teach everybody's white, so you can get mad at that and forget that. Ain't you like about in a car a half hour, hour away? Ain't Greece right near Africa? I'd be like, hell, I could tell you. I'm sure they knew how to float them badass boats they got over there, right over there. Couldn't be that hard, could it? So they over there in Greece doing some unbelievable constitution. Now, these laws is a constitution. Now, you know we got Greek symbolism all through America. All through D.C. is Greek. Obama spoke in Denver, Colorado, in a palace of Athena for his inaugurational speech. Remember they set up with the pillars? So y'all don't realize what all that meant, obviously, because it's all in the play. See, Greco, Draco, Dracula. See, Draco sound like Dracu, blood drinkers. No, it sounds like I'm making this up, but you will see I'm not making this up. Now, Draco law, let's get into it for just a bit. I'm bringing it right in. I got to set up the play for you. Harsh, according to its own. So you know this is a talk where facts matter. So you know I got to play something because of the facts. They combined us in which we all say, let the light shine. Draco Law, here it is, and we're going to get back. And you tell me, everybody who's listening, find me some of this Draconian that you know happening right now in your own area. Harsh punishments. Harsh laws coming. I told you, it ain't fully in power as we expect it to be because it goes by an astrological plan. And we will play that plan after this tape, and I'll be bringing you in, brother, right after this.
Drakkum redirects here. In fiction, it may refer also to the homeworld of the Draks. Draco was the first recorded legislator of Athens in ancient Greece. He replaced the prevailing system of oral law and blood feud by a written code to be enforced only by a court. Draco's written law became known for its harshness, with the adjective draconian referring to similarly unforgiving rules or laws. Life, during the 39th Olympiad, in 622 or 621 BC, Draco established the legal code with which he is identified. Little is known about his life. He may have belonged to the Greek nobility of Attica, with which the 10th century Suda text records him as contemporaneous, prior to the period of the Seven Sages of Greece. It also relates a folkloric story of his death in the Aeginetan Theatre. In a traditional ancient Greek show of approval, his supporters threw so many hats and shirts and cloaks on his head that he suffocated, and was buried in that same theatre. Draconian Constitution. The laws that he laid down were the first written constitution of Athens. So that no one would be unaware of them, they were posted on wooden tablets, where they were preserved for almost two centuries on steels of the shape of three-sided pyramids. The tablets were called axons, perhaps because they could be pivoted along the pyramid's axis to read any side. The constitution featured several major innovations. Instead of oral laws named to a special class, arbitrarily applied and interpreted, all laws were written, thus being made known to all literate citizens. The constitution formed under Draco, when the first code of laws was drawn up. The laws distinguish between murder and involuntary homicide. The laws, however, were particularly harsh. For example, any debtor whose status was lower than that of his creditor was forced into slavery. The punishment was more lenient for those owing a debt to a member of a lower class. The death penalty was the punishment for even minor offenses, such as stealing a cabbage. Concerning the liberal use of the death penalty in the Draconic Code, Plutarch states, it is said that Dracon himself, when asked why he had fixed the punishment of death for most offenses, answered that he considered these lesser crimes to deserve it, and he had no greater punishment for more important ones. All his laws were repealed by Solon in the early 6th century BC with the exception of the homicide law. Homicide law, after much debate, the Athens answer decided to revise the laws, including the homicide law, in 409 BC. The homicide law is a highly fragmented inscription but states that it is up to the victim's relatives to prosecute a killer. According to the preserved part of the inscription, unintentional homicides received a sentence of exile. It is not clear whether Draco's law specified the punishment for intentional homicide. In 409 BC, intentional homicide was punished by death, but Draco's law begins, II plus or minus a 1/2 paragraph a 1/4 a 1/2 degree I 1/4 I 1/4 a 1/2 squared a euro I euro II 1/2 II plus or minus II I 1/2 I micron I to the first I to the first I 1/2 I plus or minus II micron II cubed I micron I 1/2, which is ambiguous and difficult to translate. One possible translation offers, even if a man not intentionally kills another, he is exiled. That leads to the presumption of exile having been the normal penalty for intentional homicide when Draco wrote the law. Council of 400, Draco introduced the lot-chosen Council of 400, distinct from the Areopagus, which evolved in later constitutions to play a large role in Athenian democracy. Aristotle notes that Draco, while having the laws written, merely legislated for an existing unwritten Athenian constitution such as setting exact qualifications for eligibility for office. Draco extended the franchise to all free men who could furnish themselves with a set of military equipment. They elected the Council of 400 from among their number. 9 archons and the treasurers were drawn from persons possessing an unencumbered property of not less than 10 minas, the generals and commanders of cavalry from those who could show an unencumbered property of not less than 100 minas and had children born in lawful wedlock over 10 years of age. Thus, in the event of their death, their estate could pass to a competent heir. These officers were required to hold to account the prytanes, strategoi and hippartoi of the preceding year until their accounts had been audited. The Council of Areopagus was guardian of the laws, and kept watch over the magistrates to see that they executed their offices in accordance with the laws. Any person who felt himself wronged might lay an information before the Council of Areopagus, on declaring what law was broken by the wrong done to him. But, as has been said before, loans were secured upon the persons of the debtors, and the land was in the hands of a few. See also Ancient Greek Law, Hammurabi, a Babylonian who wrote some of the earliest codes of law, List of Ancient Greeks, List of Eponymous Laws. Notes. References.
Now, references are outrageously of high academic, so just know that for sure. And let's go back. Let's just review that and bring a brother in here. Let's just review what was said. The seven sages of Greece. Sound like the seven sisters, the seven hills. Solon, y'all better look up Solon. And you heard the exile. Ain't that what the Bible story is about? The exile of Cain for killing his brother. See how these stories come out of the same code because they draconian setups by something we have no idea until this program is over of what is going to happen. 6661, you on the air.
Hey, my brother, what's going on with you?
Beautiful day. You're about to lay it down.
It's,
so
a beautiful, it's a beautiful day in the MIA, but, you know, man, all I could, when I looked at your show and I saw what you were talking about, you know, I thought about different things, even amongst the bones that even our sister up in the below, you know, she's talking about, she's always said that Draco's has never left and it's here and it's popping. And you know, we talk about the wings of both sides, you know, and we always talk about the Hegelian dialect. It's always been in play, and who's the, we all been played to the middle, to the left, yep, to the right, and to the middle, because, yeah, both sides of the wing, the left and the right, but the foundation has always stayed and never went nowhere. And what they just, you know, and it's right in the front of our faces in the Senate, and for us to still be under those so-called words, that says a lot about the foundation. It has never left, and it's not going nowhere. And we, like I said, both sides are played to the middle of where they really want to have us. That's lockdown, lockdown, and zombieism. And see, that's where we get to a point where the buck is going to hit the road, because a lot of us are going to have to decide, are we rolling with Rush? When I say Rush, I'm talking about NWO. Are we going to take the vaccine because, you know, my girlfriend and my kids that I love, do I have to take this shot so I come back into the home? Or are you going to be tribal? You understand? Are you going to actually get with some like-minded folks who say, okay, we can all come together and we can have the village. We can have to be on one accord. We're going to have to establish our own laws and governances, and everybody going to have to be on one accord for the village, because we're not taking the shot. But we got to establish a village of our own.
That's part of the draconian, because it is the serpent is definitely on the all medical, and this is taken into medical precedence.
The caduceus.
Yeah.
The caduceus.
Now, let me ask you,
it's here.
Let's talk about this draconian. I'm going to bring sister in. I see that she on the line. Now, let's get to the hardest star system that everybody talks. Now, I said it was three stars. The brighter of the three is Draco. Then it's Gamma Draconius. Traditionally called, this is a wild name, almost like El Tarillo, which is near the Arthur continent of African, E-T-A-M-I-N, that's what his name. Now, this is what it says it meant, the orange giant star of the magnitude 2.2, and it's 148 light years from Earth. Then it goes on to say draconian star seeds. This is what they say, star seeds, much like a galactic starseed origin, have incarnated on Earth. This is what it says now. Incarnated, y'all see, different from reincarnated. Incarnated, a whole different ballgame. You better look up that word. With the intent of fulfilling their specific mission, this mission may differ from individual to individual, and it can purported to that there are two different types of draconians that are incarnated on Earth, unquote. Think about that, everybody. We're going to get into that. Star seeds, incarnated, almost like the movie where the Bajan and the body snatchers, they fell out of space and somehow mutated, incarnate. Y'all better look at incarnate into something other than what you think. I'm gonna get some calls out here. Get me out there. What's your take on that, bro? This, I mean, you came up with this with all y'all saying this. I mean, think about it. Look at the star system, bright orange. Remember they got us wearing orange suits in all these movies now. The orange jumper. I mean, that's a prison color. The new orange and all that. Y'all remember that? I got you in there too. I brought somebody else in there.
Yeah. black is the new orange, or orange is the new black.
Yeah, ain't that? Now, I just gave you the colors that they're using, draconian. I told you, you ruled by Dracos. It's no way getting around. No way of getting around this one, y'all. And
the funny, if you look up the origin of Draco, he was the first so-called democratic legislator. Democratic.
Here you go. Look at the party.
The sister always talks about who's pushing all this stuff. And like mm-hmm. I said, and then like the laws dated back since what, the 19th century? What are we dealing with now in 2021, 2020? COVID-19. This ain't no accident, bro.
No, not an accident. The Draco Law is not an accident. And also, let's go into something what's happening. The Council of 400. Ain't that the Committee of 300? They told you back then. Look how long ago this is, everybody. This is long ago. I was bringing it to 21st century what's happening. It's nothing new under the Helios. Nothing. Same plan. I mean, but the part where they are star seeds, we better take a look at that, y'all. Star seeds. That is amazing. And look at what's on the earth with us today. We can't tell if they're human or not, some of us say. Some of us have said on this show and many other shows, cloning. Most people don't believe that's true. But y'all on the line who've been listening, looking this up, show you the facts matter. How do we know? They just had a baby born that was in an embryo for how many years? I just seen that the other day. Who and what is seeding the earth is the question that we better ask ourselves, because this plan is not stopping. It's gone. I don't know if we can tap in. Everybody say, how are you going to tap into something that's already from outer space? I want to hear that from y'all. How are you going to tap in? The line, how are you tapping from something that's from outer space that says it incarnated the earth?
Well, you know, my thought on that is that you have the first tap into yourself, you know, because you are a being. You are, and we could go on a different perspective if, you know, some people that's in the, you know, in that train of thought, and the ones that say you are God, or you came out of God, you, and especially when you talk about the bloodline, you know, I mean, we could talk about it, you know, but it's deep
well,
on
actually,
all levels,
but it's the bloodline because
when you talk about orange and you're talking about William of Orange, see, they claim they're actually trying to make a claim for our bloodline, but then we ourselves
I'm talking about when you say are we trying to run that to the white man, or are we trying to run to what Draco's and them talking about that came from the sky? The white man didn't come from the sky. They say these star seeds came from the sky and incarnated.
That was the thought back then at the Council of Nicaea. You know, was he one and the same, or was he some, you know, extraordinary thing? But
so
Constantine said no.
So basically, they have a story put together. You saying basically what we all been saying?
Yeah,
they got together and put a story. It's like they got together and put a story together. We could put a story about something and make it where we the committee, and we hold the keys, and then what about this lower class? But do you see? I got 7472. Feel free to jump in. What about this law that says about the family and homicide being able to initiate what they want on it? Well, let's go with that for a minute. How that work? Yeah, I think that's what most
Guy
people
Boggs.
Want. Go ahead.
Greetings, Grand Rising,
greetings,
and to the family online. And I came in and you're talking about incarnate. The etymology of the word incarnate means to make flesh.
Right.
Incarnate means to make flesh. It comes from a Latin word, incarnate.
And
what
so
we're looking
saying,
at.
Give me a net. Well, I know you missed the beginning part, but we're talking about the Dracos and how Dracos.
Okay, well, I'm going to Dracos. I'm going to Dracos because it's saying incarnating made to flesh, because you're saying a star seed. The constellation at the north is our due north star, our due north is the constellation of Dracos. It's moving out. It's a star constellation. That's where you're getting the star seas. It's the seas that come from, the energy that is coming from Dracos to the Earth. Mm. Now it's moving out, and the constellation that will be following it will be the constellation Cepheus, which is the Ethiopian king, who is the father of Andromeda. Oh, yeah, her. The chain woman.
Now he's right. Now, he's a father. He's a father of an androgynous being, correct?
Well, I don't know what she is. She's chained to a chair, and this is the way the story be. But his brother is Egyptus, and this is where they say the name Egypt comes from, is his brother's name is Egyptus, Egyptus constellation, and the story that is told in the heavens. This is told by Dr. Charles Finch and Heaven's Wheel. You can look him up on YouTube, and he tells the Temple of Dendera that was in Kemet told the story of what we're dealing with right now.
The time.
So
clock.
What
well,
we're looking
at. That it makes sense. It pretty much puts us all where we said, Hammer Baruby Cold. If the Greeks were actually in Kemet, like we all say, what's the problem if they took stuff out of Kemet that was initiated? They didn't steal it. They got initiated in a craft, in a cult.
But you're right. And what they did was they got it. But the part is that they didn't have the spirit to know how to use it.
Now, how could they not have the spirit if they're having sex with these people?
I mean, you can have sex with people.
But that means you have the bloodline.
With animals.
You have your bloodline.
Right. But what this is how they got even. This is how they even got into it, because they had to marry into families and marry into it so that they would not be killed. And saying, okay, my children.
Go ahead.
My children are your granddaughters and your nieces and nephews. You can't take my life because I just recreate it with your woman.
Well, let's go
they
with,
didn't
let's
go
go with
and,
that.
And
let's go with that. Let's go with that because it makes sense that, okay, if they under this society then, they found it, regardless, they found its laws, I'm sure there was Egyptian or Kemetic or whatever y'all want to say the names is, because you know, you can go to, El Kebulon, y'all got many names for it. Let's just deal with what we call it today. Let's go with Egypt. And if the Egyptians actually are this father figure to these people, then they're the parents, right?
Right.
Okay, so then the parents would be, according to their own law, responsible for their children. Would that be not correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so in their laws, there had to be some type of disconnect because that shit did not happen. So something's wrong. Let me get all y'all in here. I'm bringing some calls in. Y'all going to have to talk to me about this because either we going to be under Draco and ain't nobody going to stop it. So let's get that out of our minds too, because what's happening in Chicago, what's happening in Georgia, what's happening about depopulation is in this Draconian law stuff I'm reading. Says they're going to harsh punishment for crimes of debt. Now, what if America goes into debt? What are they going to do to us? I want
to
hear
but
all
what
y'all.
You have to look at was America, how was America founded? Because now,
America is a Masonic republic. We got that down pat. That's a Masonic republic, dude. It's not a republic.
But
it's a Masonic
I'm looking
republic.
At
now how explain. Let's get all in here because I've got about you, Brother G. I got Brother D in here. Let's get in because each of y'all got something to the table. If it's a Masonic republic, which it is, and they found a star system, the North Star as well. Then it has to be like an alien cult that has everybody worshiping it some form of fashion. Everything worships it. Politics worship it. Religion worship it. I just said that Jesus, if you killed your brother, ain't that in the Bible story? Cain slew Abel. Got to be exiled. You go against the family, exile. Ain't that part of what we read now in the Draconian? So if the Egyptians is linked to this, then how can we not exclude the Egyptians who may have probably because they did rebel against the high priest? Didn't Akhenaten rebel against the high priest? Why we got a one God system now? Actually, he could be of the New World Order, because it sounds like they created that. Because if it went from many gods to one god, then Akhenaten is the New World Order then. I want to hear from y'all. Could that make sense right there? Or is that a fact y'all can deal with?
We ain't got no choice.
It could because, if you look at it, abstractly or from a weird type of view, it probably could. I mean, hey, when you say AI, Akhenaten intelligence, Akhenaten, I'm looking at it from that. I'm looking at it from an abstract view. And sometimes you got to look at some from an abstract view.
But Akhenaten, let's not put no abstracts on it. The story states that Akhenaten went against the high priest. Is that a fact? That's all I want to say. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Yeah, he went against the high priest because he became the pharaoh, and the pharaoh is over.
Well, it was many gods. Forget the title. We know he's pharaoh.
That was Draco's bloodline, which was Ptolemy.
So
and then when you talk about Democrats and Democles, that was in Ptolemy's bloodline.
And Ptolemy,
we talking about two different eras. And you look
right,
at
that's right.
But
that's
it's still in
right.
the bloodline.
Hold on, it's in the bloodline now. Right.
But
that's a futuristic bloodline. Let's go with the bloodline. Let's go with the Akhenaten story, because I want to make sure everybody's on the same page on this. Akhenaten went against the poly to the mono. So if he went mono, regardless of what because none of us know really the real situation, but the story is he went against them. If he went against them to have a one God system, he has to be the father of the New World Order.
But what you're looking at is it started with Maat because it was all dealt with from the woman. She made the laws and she made but what we're dealing with right now.
We did not say the Maat didn't exist. We said what he did to the Maat was put it on the shelf and said, So how are you going to separate that story? It's coming from this. That means these factions were fighting each other.
The women, because the woman had created Maat. She created the 42 laws. And then Moses took what he was taught, an adopted child, went up to the mountain and took it and converted it into 10. He says,
I got that. I know you want to get it. I know we know that. We know that story. We got about the 10 and compressed it into 10. It's 100 and it's 106. It's 100 and something laws. What, 100 and they equals 10. We got that part. But the question still remains, is Akhenaten, forget about the Maat. The Maat is dead. You ain't following female principles right now. That's a fact. If you was, it would be a total different
ballgame.
Or the
female principle's been flipped now. Can we put that on the table also?
Well, say it again.
Look at the women that's running a lot of these governors and running these cities now. Are they really women? I question that, just like Beetlejuice here. I don't even think she's a real woman.
Well, let's go with that premise. They just put in the first. Now you just said earlier, so I'm gonna make sure y'all get see. I'm not gonna teach. I'm gonna just give the facts of that never been looked at in Egypt because we've been brainwashed by black, what I call Afrocentric, that only want to give you this one cocky mamie story. Dude, sisters, you cannot exclude yourself as the parents of this thing. It's impossible. So just like you said, now they just elected of a transgender for the highest office to be over your kids. Well, come on.
It is.
Now, how y'all gonna explain that to me? So it's Draco. Now, you just said earlier, y'all, that I'm getting all y'all jump in this conversation by hitting the number one button because we got a lot of program to go. I'll bring in this next sister. I'll see you on ready to get on it. Now, if this is the case, let's go with this premise. Because I'm just dealing with facts. I ain't dealing with all this emotion. I know all the symbolism, not everything in the world, but I know enough to know what most of us know in America that we talk, that we see, never go and look what the other people say. Now, if the other people say they started all this, and y'all saying they started all this, maybe that explains why Egypt is in the state that it is as a land, because obviously for it to be the richest on the planet or in that region, I'm not even going to say the planet because I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Just turn over the board of a Masonic picture where you see the pillar and the so-called Bible that they all claim they worship, the alien Bible. That's really the alien Bible. Turn it sideways. Get your map. Put it on those Capricorn and Cancer line, and that is the whole Bible region story when you go across. Just do that if you think I'm making this up. Take that picture, turn it sideways, and put it on the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, and that is your Bible story. That's why you see Ethiopia and all through the back, because that's the story.
But wait, Hey, Bones. It has been said that the map that we look at as far as Africa being how they have, you know, the horn on the bottom, it's been said. What are your thoughts on it as far as that it was the opposite way, you know, in regards to what they say, the Nile flows north instead of south.
We heard this back in Dr. Sheikh Diyad, you name it, was telling us a lot of different yin and yang is the opposite way around. You know, the parallel that then we did programs in the very beginning that was very not liked by many of our people about the flat earth. Many people can't take the flat earth concept of our people. It makes it sound like you psychopath. Well, then if the Jesuits was the ones who changed the map, but see, here's the same families. How come the Jesuits, Dracula, all these groups, we did shows on this. I'll tell you, we don't never change the program. We just bring from the brain cells that we forget of. How come they got dragons? And then how could Queen Elizabeth have a lion if no lions is in England? Somebody had to bring one up to them as a gift. But see, we leave these stories out because Afrocentricism is controlled by Dracos for the purpose of the new coming race war. They're going to give white folks no help. White folks, I told you. Did you know they're going to put welfare and give it only to blacks and don't give whites none? So you know what they setting up. Dracos ain't playing.
Universal income. Then we talked about that a couple of days ago.
And that's me. You talked about it. I'm gonna bring that into the program. I got you in a mix. Yeah. 9927.
That's why they
and I got all y'all
stimulus shit. They getting them ready for this shit. I'm telling you.
No,
you would be depending on Uncle Sam. Oh, I'm getting 14. I'm getting, and then that shit go to whatever they want to give you. And you see, you hooked on it.
Well, that's my point. You hooked on it. You hooked on. But let's go with the reparations. Now everybody been hearing. The Illinois, the state, Brother D, Brother Eddie, and many other good brothers and sisters that have come on the program, Region 5, is going to give reparations. Just heard Rochester, New York. Go look it up. Going to use reparations to give us through marijuana sales. Now, we told Chief Warhorse, how long ago did we say to everybody?
Hi, everyone. Hey, Sunrise. I was about to say
Hey, Empress, how you doing?
You're going to be allowed to have 3 plants of peace each person that's in your household that is 21 years and older. You're going to be able to grow your 3 plants. So reparation, that's your reparation. That's how you're going to make your money. You got to make your reparation. You can't and you can't sell it. That's going to be your reparation. Isn't that something? And nobody's going to have money because they don't want you to have money. They don't want you. Biden just signed something. The what was it? All women can get paid, but he had 3 men around him. Just the false representation. He had the false representations around him representing the womb. So I'm trying to figure out how is the womb getting paid equally to men, and why was it set up that way in the first place? And then they tried to put, he gave the percentage
be
in identity. he gave the percentage and identity of whites made this, blacks made this, and going down the line telling you, well, this is what you're going to make. I mean, how did it turn out to be that way anyway? Because it's Drake Conley and Long. Not Long. It's more than just one entity working together here. We got some more people that created laws. So they're all under this umbrella. They're all working together under these corporations. We have false representations of beings that are here on Earth, the so-called Earth. So if these beings came from different constellations, different star units, you know, dimensions, realms, and came here, so when they say the God of this planet is dead, are they really dead? So who are we? Are we a part of these other constellations, or are we the original gods that's sleeping, the dead ones,
I like the part that we, because when I say things that make sure y'all everybody's on the same thinking that we are.
God is just a title, everyone.
God is a title. We call ourselves God. I don't think that's a bad thing that we call ourselves God. If these star beings or these star entities created
really
what we consider
celestial.
Like Brother Kwame say, incarnated, and you heard of incarnated because remember we used to say that back in the temple days, not reincarnation,
right.
incarnation. You remember that? That's why I was shocked. They saying the same thing we heard back in the temple days. So now we see the incarnate, like Brother Kwame, infusion of into the blood. What they infusing into you now? Into your blood.
Well, they say it's lipids. Lipids is what? It's a muscle, a fat. So, and they claim it's not aborted fetus, but it really is. I mean,
right,
where are you getting these lipids from?
Nanoparticles.
Right, technology.
And nanoparticles.
They tell you, this is how they play words.
They
tell
flesh.
You, well,
the only
mRNA is technology. But they say it first. Technology is mRNA. All right, so that it can reconstruct your body, like you make these lipids so that you'll be able to combat different viruses and things like that, germs, bacteria, whatever. But didn't our bodies already have this before you started altering, lying, false representation, telling you you're getting this and this, and all along you're what? We're at war, still being experimented on as weapons. So basically, you've been spraying stuff on us 24/7. It ain't stuff. Now the fake Bill Gates wants to, and his rabbit wife wants to dim the sun. What are they going to use to dim the sun? More chemicals. Same stuff that's causing you respiratory infections, causing you to have flu-like symptoms, and they claim it's C-19 and you're passing it around. You're an idiot if you believe that you're passing this around. You go outside every day just like anybody else and come back in your home and you get sick. Some people can go out there and not be sick, but you're not passing it around. It's being spewed over your head. Do you stop and question what's up, what's in the sky that comes down? Oh, whatever they do in the sky is fine.
Hey,
sis, I thought about her, right? And I saw an article in that was posted about bald eagles, a lot of the eagles that were dying, you know, around the United
coming down
States.
To the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought about you, and I said, man, that shit that they spraying from the top. And you know, eagles, they fly higher than a lot of the other birds, a lot of them are dying and coming down with a lot of shit that they've been spraying on the masses. And I'm like, I read between those lines, and I thought about you. I was like, man, Empress Shalini talked about that, and I was like, man, that's evidence again of them spraying that shit. And I was like,
we are definitely in the hive. The hive means I know they say follow the bee, follow the ant, you know, have the hive. The hive is what we're in, okay? We're in the hive. They're using Everyone knows they're using fear. That's the number one weapon that they can use to get people to fall in place.
The reason for the fear is adrenaline. It's a certain chemical of adrenaline coming out of every one of us that when you're fearful, it's either fight or flight. Y'all been in anger management class, and you know that already. Fight or flight. And so basically they know it's a chemical that increases into your body from this particular feeling of fear. Now, if they need fear, according to what we're seeing, then they can create what they have done. They have created the biggest fear hoax ever seen in our life, in our lifetime that we experienced. It sure has been others, of course, but this one right here is absolutely. I mean, this is really like voluntary fear. It's like, don't leave your house. Okay, let's see if they follow it. Sure they did. Okay, now they got a percentage that do and a percentage that don't. Are they actually keeping markers on those who they can tell this dude what's going on? And then make the next assertion is if they can create this fear, like you're saying, and get our adrenaline up, then kill us. How do I know? How do I know that they're not making a food bank? I mean, how do we know that they're not making a food bank? There's so much food on the earth, it's unbelievable.
There it is. The food bank.
Dry bones.
Go ahead. Go.
Okay, we're talking about Draco. And Draco, in forming these laws, formed it in Athens in 621 BCE, before COVID existed. Look at what they're doing, and look at the similar 621. This is 2021, 1400 years ago, and with this law, they
1400, huh?
Draco. Right. That's the five. But you
that's
looking
the money.
At
you got a $1,400.
That's
check.
What I'm saying. You're looking at what they're using when you what you're talking about is Draco. Draco created this law. Rome was part of their law of the Republic in 621 BCE. Here we are in 2021 BC, before COVID, and we're going under new laws of what you're talking about, draconian law. It's the harsh sentencing. And what we're creating is what? The new system is going to be behavior social credit, that if you don't do certain things, and so
that's
you
it.
Won't be getting credit. That's the what
that's
the
it.
Universal. There you go.
That's
you're,
it.
You're looking
and
at
now,
history.
Now,
repeats
now, I'm
itself.
Not saying, now you keyed in, you keyed into what was said on the thing. You heard it said that if you was in debt, you'll be going to slavery. That's what it said. That's what it said. If you were a debtor and they use the word cabbage. Now, I'm going to let y'all know. Now, think about it. Cabbage. Now, how many of us know? You got to know some black folks there, because who eat most cabbage? Cabbage and rice, cabbage and beans and rice. I mean, we love cabbage. So I'm thinking to myself, and cabbage got a lot of properties in it. I'm thinking to myself, and it's, again, I want y'all to look at history. Brother, let me say this. Brother Tariq sent me something. A picture, and I had to bring this up. I'm gonna have to, which I can get to everybody. Of all the presidents, from John Adams and to Quincy Adams, were all black. And I told him, I said, "Wow, I've never been surprised. We have programs about that." I said, "Well, if they were, that means that we would be the founding of the republic." So then, you know, that he didn't answer back. But you know, you have to look at if you're putting yourself as the first in everything, then you have to take responsibility for the actions that took place from those who were first. That's what y'all always tell us. As you know, the elders are saying, you
just like,
listen.
Who's the first now getting in line taking these goddamn shots?
Again.
Just saying.
I see
that's
it all
the
day long.
God.
Now, y'all, let's go with this premise. Let's go with the premise, because Draco is even deeper. If y'all look up Draco's even more, I told you, you're going to end up with Dracula. Dracula is not a bad like, you know, what they like they made him. He comes out of the Moorish because where is he at? He's in the Ottoman Turk area. That should be a sign right there to everybody. Islam. Not gonna go into all that today with Islam, but Islam is part of Draco as well. And think about it. Count Dracula comes out of the area of the Ottoman Turks. His name was Vlad Bey Dracula. So he had a Bey in his name. So I hope y'all know that. Just look it up. It's easy to find. Facts matters. I don't make up nothing. Just let the facts do the talking. Let me get something in here for all y'all to listen to, too, because, see, when somebody brought a picture, I had a shirt on. They said, oh, that's a nice shirt, the Egyptian one I had. And I said, man, you know, the Egyptians, they had a look about them. And I said, yeah. I said, they was in, what, androgynous? They said, yeah. And I said, wow, you know, it's strange how we don't, you know, really pay attention to how these early Egyptian looks look like. I mean, and then we always say the pharaohs are men. The first pharaohs were not men. They were women. This is a fact. Sekhmet, she was fierce. She was actually Dracula. Look it up. Remember our horror shows we did? Sekhmet is a vampire. Look it up. And I'm saying to myself, we just overlook everything because we've been brainwashed by a group of draconians under the Solon. Y'all better look up Solon, S-O-L-O-N. That's a club of intellectuals. And one, you know, just because, like the sister said earlier, when we say Akhenaten, we don't mean Akhenaten did it by itself. Akhenaten represents a faction of a group. And I'm glad you brought that into the play, sister, because we always think it's a one-character thing. That's like the movie show of Sidney Poitier and the Vikings. You don't think it was a bunch of Sidney Poitiers? Because Hollywood ain't going to show you with 1,000 more of them. They just show you one to give you the premise that, oh, there were blacks. Or when you see them in the, you know, I mean, think about it. Sidney Poitier in the Viking movie, everybody. That wasn't by accident. So, you know, we don't realize that our story is because we look at the one character that Akhenaten, New World Order man, say, oh, everything's one. And from this day on, from Akhenaten to right now, and the children of the Akhenaten family, it's never but a bloodline. I could both say it's a bloodline. It ain't got to mean that's the one guy. But he's hermaphrodite looking. Isn't Akhenaten hermaphrodite looking to y'all? Y'all lines open.
Like Obama?
Yes. I want to say one thing about
I'm glad you seen that because see, you seen what Time Magazine did. They put Obama face and infused him into Akhenaten. Sure did. They infused
right.
Michael Jackson. They infused Michael Jackson after he became androgynous into an Egyptian character. They didn't do it.
Can I say something about incarnation? Okay,
go ahead.
Incarnation is Biden right now. Biden is wearing a mask, y'all. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but he is actually wearing a mask. Sometimes you have to fix it. Now, who is that actually under that suit? Now, they even had a little episode on The Simpsons about Homer going up on the stage and pulling off the mask, and they were other beings that
right.
don't even look like us.
Right.
So now,
right.
who is in Biden? Who's in the Biden? We got to put that
name. You jump into where we're going to go in
not,
a little bit. Don't go yet. Don't go yet.
He is false representation.
All y'all say that, and I love it because it's facts. We're not making this up. Whoever listens for the first time, y'all don't know how advanced they have gotten. I told you, it's like if you don't look this up, you sound like you're crazy, but you have to look it up so you can see that these are just, and if they are making them up, something ain't right because something is looking kind of strange in these stories. Biden is definitely, and so and y'all should say about Trump. Trump won, because you got to ask yourself that. These people are in their 70s, everybody. These people are old. They cannot be. When do they sleep? They're up all day long. They're either somebody's playing a part for somebody because they're up all day long, supposedly. Air Force One jumping around here. Now, this is the only one staying in the house, but the rest of them was seen a lot. You'd be like, wow, what the hell is this dude taking? Got to be some good shit to keep you hyped up that much. And, you know, when do you sleep is the question when you got a job of that magnitude. And then
you need
how do
hand
you know?
Alert. You need handlers. Handlers are the council. You need handlers. They all take turns to make up these rules, these laws. Nobody's doing this alone. The president is not doing this.
It's not the councils making the laws and the rules. Yes.
Right.
There's no one person. Now, let me play this for controversy. You know, we love controversy. Controversy sells. Controversy is what we all love. It's like adrenaline to most people for some strange reason to the brain. Go ahead. Say it before I play it. Go ahead. Say it before I play it.
Well, what I was going to say in regards to what the sister and what you were saying about presidents, and even the brother that
that gave us the inside? What was the brother that gave us the inside when he said
Walter Burian?
No, I'm saying the one that they gave us, say he was on some of the naval ships when they were encountering alien beings out there.
Admiral from Antarctica. What's his name?
Admiral Byrd. And the other brother that wrote the book on the gave us the secrets of whatever that was going on. But anyway, let me get to the main thing. What they were saying is that he was saying that it was a council called the Majestic 12. And
that's
see,
right.
In the complex where they're saying like presidents or CEOs come and go, they only have 4 years of supposedly a certain amount of clearance that they're going to see whatever it is that they really know that was going on or whatever this government is about. But there's a council in place called the Majestic 12 that actually control. They're there.
That was
and
in
whatever
Dr. Coleman's too. That's in the council of he gives all the groups, and that is one of the Majestic 12. And again, these groups have their own, and just so y'all don't think we're making this up, the Dracos in our justice system is who, everybody? Well, so y'all know that Dracos really rule, or dragon caught rules in our justice. What do they wear?
Robes?
They wear robes, and they black.
Ah, Supreme Court.
Yeah, there you go.
With the beanies, the Cardinals, the Cardinals.
Yeah,
the Pope.
They are the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are part of that's the red and white crew. But you got us over here with the black. That's our high priestess of justice. Supposedly, they can't be taken out unless they get killed accidentally through a gunshot at a Bush retreat. You know that could happen, but you know you never know. But if they die out that office until they die, and so you got them in there, then you got your other cult who actually shows you. That's why I be talking about Draco, who actually shows you the head of the serpent. Who the head now of the country right now, y'all think, ruling this country? The medical people. The medical people are running the country. He just put... I told y'all, if y'all don't pay attention to what this dude Biden is doing, he's actually putting in the hermaphrodite. How many shows have we said to everybody that's listening, most people do not like when we talk about these hermaphrodites,
hey,
even women. A hermaphrodite cult is in place.
Hey, Bones, remember when I told everyone to look at the Biden, his logo, and you look at the three stripes, and
mm-hmm.
That three stripes, it alludes to the Unicode, everything coming into one. You understand? Look at the E on Biden. That's actually
yep.
The Unicode. He bringing everything into one.
Into one.
He, she, shim, is coming.
Yeah. Don't stop me singing Maze. We are one. But see, being one is part of the game too, everybody. So I don't want everybody to think, because it's part of the creation story. The two amalgamated and made one to be what we are today. So it's like a creation story mixed in with these so-called stories that we are all talking about today. Welcome to the Hills Biblical Hour. The book
just
of
like the words diversity and inclusion.
Right. Yeah. And so we at the top of the hour. Let me get this in and I'll get right back to you. Top of the hour. Are those of you listening on the line or on the internet, jump on. We're going to go past the time if we can, and we're going to do what we do. We try to get as much information because facts matter. Now, I just want to say, those who listen for the first time, a lot of people say, oh, I just heard this. This premise of the facts matters is based off that. We take into fact that people will argue with each other who don't even know the facts. They just argue because that's all they know at this point in time, or they've been indoctrinated to know. And we all been indoctrinated, incarnated. Look at that. That N is a key word. Love that for y'all telling us all that. But let's just go. So those who've been hearing for the first time, and I know it is. this program was based off trying to bring facts, and that's why we call the program Where Facts Matter, because everybody don't have the facts. Everybody don't believe the same way in the facts, and it's a reason for that. It's a reason for that. Everybody does not see, because you only got 10% of your brain that can see beyond the reality.
Very, very simple thing, that if you have a certain worldview, and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something, something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast, and it changes either, I mean, this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then you won't, the way you understand the world is going to change, is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked, because they will threaten the way you understand the world or not threaten them. People will be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
And that's what happened to a lot of people, whoever you talk to today, women or male. If it doesn't match what they have seen or heard from family, parents, or family members, bloodline members, it may not faze them because it's not in their reality.
Or CNN.
Right. 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 Because if they're used to getting their information from that type of source, then they're going to only be inundated to a limited amount of thinking. And that's why I tell people, if you listen to the same thing over and over, it's a way of brainwashing you. Because I believe me, I know about brainwashing. It can make you give a whole paycheck up. Y'all better listen. Let me tell you something. Akhenaten, we're going to keep this Dracos and stuff going. Because Akhenaten, and if y'all jump in, all you evil, everybody, because we got a lot of people out there that love you.
I want to say something about Buffalo right quick. Buffalo, Buffalo, New York is actually depopulating on a high mass. There's been massive accidents. You can say what y'all want to say. A lot of black-on-black crime, a lot of white-on-white crime and Spanish-on crime and all kinds of crime.
Yeah.
It definitely depopulated on a high, like, warp speed. I've never seen so many massive accidents where people are getting killed. I mean, just slaughtered, like, in the accidents. And, you know, still shootings, you know, with the, you know, the cops shooting, everything. You know, it's just, if anybody looked at their city, the population rate is really massive. And so Agenda 2021 is real because they got the microwave on. They, you know, more cancer.
Yeah, so people getting
people
high.
Dying
so
of cancer.
People getting
dying
high.
Dying of cancer.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Dying of cancer on a massive scale, too, here in Buffalo, because, of course, we got Roswell. So,
you got Roswell. But hold on. You know as well as I do, everybody in Buffalo, on a percentage-wise, and I can't say everybody, but the media circle, they don't even mention about the cancer because now COVID is in their mind.
C-19, right. Yeah. Operation C-19.
I know. The whole, it's like the whole grip is like people don't die of nothing else but COVID in most of the minds of people in this country. But hold on. Let me show how brainwashing works. Because, see, y'all out there listening today, not on this not on the panel right now per se, but those listening, I want y'all to understand. That's why this ain't new to everyone. See, this plan is the same plan. I told you they love looking and making the hermaphrodites in power. for some strange reason, is in the mix. And they using Kemetic, Athens. When you say Greece, Egypt should automatically, because that's like a the apprentice program. Remember, if you got initiated, you apprentice, right? Ain't that what Trump, the apprentice? So if you getting apprentice, you should be following the grand master. Ain't that what they say in the crowd? Y'all listening? I know you're listening. But you can't tell me that they did not learn this from the first of Draco's.
How did the Nubians feel about the Egyptians actually being here?
At that time, the Nubia was completely controlled by the Egyptians.
It does seem a little bit like colonialism.
Exactly. At that time, the Egyptians just looking at the Nubian as a barbaric savage.
Now they actually show a picture.
The Egyptians had painted the Nubians as mere slaves. What Mahmoud wants to show me is that the story isn't so simple. Egyptian images at the time of the conquest are explicit about the subjugation of the Nubian people. They clearly regarded them as inferior.
The Egyptians used to call Nubia during that time the miserable Nubia.
Miserable Nubia.
Yes.
The images also make it clear that the Egyptians made the most of Nubia's natural resources and demanded riches as well as respect. Here the Nubians are bringing tribute, gold, ivory, along with wild animals, monkeys and leopard skins. And of course cattle are prominent. They even seem to have imported Nubian wrestlers to entertain them like gladiators. The people who built Kerma's magnificent buildings had, it seemed, been reduced to slaves. Or certainly that's what the Egyptians wanted everyone to think.
Yeah, because the technology...
There's a suggestion that even the name by which we know them is pejorative. The word Nuba originally meant slave.
Now, I'm only going to play it because y'all want the video for that so y'all can see the actual pictures that's in stone. Not made up. It's in stone. Now, how does somebody in the conscious community forget that Egypt segregated Libya and Nubia? I said it for myself in the King Tut exhibit. They was worshiping, bringing tribute. Now, if you're bringing tribute, that means that I look to you as a supreme being. Now, why would that be even brought into the picture if we're supposed to be humanity? Now, I want y'all to listen to that one. Now, y'all got to explain to me and the listening audience
dry bones
how Libya and Nubia was actually ruling, too. It took Nubians a long time to beat the Egyptians. Go ahead.
Nubia is the mother of Egypt. They changing the history around because James Preston there at the University of Chicago paid for them to build the Aswan Dam to flood Nubia because of the technology and the things that were found there. They had to cover it up and make Nubia seem as if it was subservient.
Then why is there – now, here we go. You best be understand that there's factual pictures of Nubia. I've seen it myself. They had leopard skin. They jet black – beautiful hair in these pictures. And they were bent down, worshiping the pharaoh. And later on, they became Nubian. It was a bunch of Nubian pharaohs that's been found and everything. So either they were at
the
battle,
greatest,
which... So the question is...
The greatest
sound
like the Boulay.
Huh?
No. See, we... Go, I tell you, get National Geographic,
I'm
February 2008, the Black Pharaoh.
I've seen the exhibits myself.
I'm not talking about King Tut.
My own eyes.
King Tut's mother was, who was King Tut's grandmother?
So you're saying that they did not, okay, why do they got chains on some of these Nubian people? There's Kemet. These are statues. They got a chain. We did a program on this. They got chains on the necks of the Nubians. You telling me that's supposed to be, what, friendly?
You're looking at one picture, and you're going to decide a whole nation.
No, I'm just telling you.
This is where we get brainwashed.
I'm just telling you that. You got to come to grips. I know you're Afrocentrics. Are thinking that everything is done about, but there was no white people to be around for them to put chains on the people.
Hey, dry bones. Look. Okay, let's bring it back to 2021, especially with these black politicians and these people.
Let them speak.
I did read where the Nubians were rulers.
Okay. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say this real quick. Okay, let's bring it back to 2021. Especially dealing with the so-called black community, these damn Boule people, Illuminati, whoever you want to call them, do look down on lower-class black people. Look at what's going on in these churches. Like I said, the government, the politicians, whatever. You
right.
do have a specific group of black people who push down on the lower class of black people.
Absolutely.
But like I said before, they have this perception of being in charge, but there's somebody else controlling them.
Right. That's my point. We got to show everything. We can't just be one-sided because that's all you know. There's no way that you could say in their statues. Everybody Google it. Just Google it. Put
the black knight.
Just Google it. What are we? I'm not making this up to be funny because I'm not into Afrocentric thinking. I think it's been brainwashed us to only see one side. The black knight. How do you explain the black knights? The black knights come from Ethiopia. They make cathedrals all through Europe. And everything, and I'm supposed to think there's no black folks there because we want to show one character, Saint Maurice. That's all we want to show to our small group of blacks who want to hear one person's story because they Akhenaten-minded. They one world order minded. So it can't be just one black there. It's impossible. So if these people are black knights, a regiment is usually 150 to 250 of small regiments. You send them out. You send another one out. You got 1,000 one. You telling me they made swords? Yahoo in a craft heard of Tubal Cain. Why can't we come to grips with some of the things that happen? Because once we do, we're going to see our story will unfold and we'll come into a whole new transition. There's no way you can be telling me that we built weapons way before Europe. Way before Europe. The Chinese, let's just go with the Chinese, Africa, and Asia. Way before that, they got these weapons. You telling me... And I ain't even going to deal with North America right now just because I know our minds. I'd rather stay in North America, but since everybody is in Africa all the time that you talk to, if they got all these weapons, I'm thinking about, where does we so kumbaya going on if you got weapons of mass destruction being salted and meddled? And you see, did you see the meteorite sword of Himhotep? He got a sword chiseled to a sharpness with a meteorite. Now you telling me these people are going to let a puny group of people just beat them up, huh?
But what, hey, dry bones, weapons of mass destruction, if we're holding a cell phone in our hand, we're holding a weapon of multiple mass destruction.
Well, I'm not going
to
deny that.
To the people is getting involved.
Everything that we're around, and your food,
well, somebody
your water, everything is a weapon. Everything has been weaponized. We're all weapons. We're all weapons. That's what I'm saying.
Like
and it's like we were all programmed into becoming these weapons. And it is. We're all programming. So how else, we go to these different the entity schools, the universities, and think that this is the way we are supposed to be. So we are not really supposed to be this way, but these people or beings or entities want to continue to have massive power and continue to create different weapons.
And this is all coming
now
again.
Weapons everywhere.
We have not deviated from the show's topic.
So-called
we have not deviated because Draconian law, like y'all said, Tayshia democracy. Y'all know what democracy means. And y'all know that y'all have went to colleges. All you who went to school know that you have pledged to something in that college that leads you back.
And the military.
And the military and everything that leads you to, even in the craft and all your women auxiliary, leads you to these same pillars. The pillars of Ceylon. I ain't making that up. The seven sages of Greece. When you go to that, it didn't take you to right to Egypt. It's like a doorway that they set up. Now, if this doorway is the doorway, or the stairway to heaven, that's on the stairs of the so-called craft picture, and there's some steps up there. That's why Led Zeppelin made Stairway to Heaven. They were initiated into the great lodges of Freemasonry in 1717 belief. Those who believe in 1717, well, you better get your facts together because that's impossible. Impossible. 1717, really? Okay, so we'll deal with that. And we're going to deal with a few other things before we go into the top of the hour because I want to be hot. When we get to the top of the hour, y'all, that's why I love it because when we bring some hot knowledge and hot facts, it makes people have to think and you have to pause for a minute. That means the brain doing a reset. That's what this program is about, resetting the brain. Let's take some more quick commercial right quick.
Everybody, hey, Dry Bones, while you're at commercial, check the text I sent you.
Yeah, I will get to it. But I'm still, you're going to have to show me them pictures. Show me them pictures where you got
I'm
this.
I'm showing you the pictures. That's why I check the text.
You got to tell me why they check. I can't check the text. Well, I got to do that when we, because I study stuff. I got to look and see what you got. We focus on this. Send the pictures. We'll text it out. But
Dry Bones, before you go to break.
That's all I can say.
Hey, but we can, before you go to break, well, some people don't want to admit it, but you can't leave out the fact what part is black people playing in this draconian law.
That's my point.
Draconian law lockdown. People don't want to talk about that.
Because they can't. That's because they can't. They've been Afro-sensitized for a long amount of years. Black
knight, black
civil
black knights, Boule, Kamala. Black knights, Boule, Kamala.
Even our most pronounced, I did this on purpose. I like to look up everybody because they give you the opportunity to say, well, damn, you couldn't do this back in the day. You could look up all the funding of our black historians. It led me right back to a certain group.
Wow.
Why don't y'all do that, everybody? If you think I'm making this up and I'm just psychotically crazy, why don't you go look and see how they're able to fund themselves to go around the country? You ain't paying for that shit. That's for damn sure. You can't get black folks to bring anybody in right now.
Who you getting reparations from right now?
Right. Talking about some damn. I'm gonna blow this shit up out the. See, they told me Brother X is, y'all said Brother X was mad at trying to join these groups. Say, I could tell you the same thing for everybody on this line. The reason why you're on this line because you're tired of all the bullshit that you've been hearing, pretty much. So basically, we own these lines as safety nets to get information. Now, what we're going to do is make sure that we all understand that it's not about being, it's not emotional about, hey, you can call me tomorrow and we talk and kick it. I have to talk to everybody. I'm just saying for the program, we got to make sure that all content gets clarified that, hey, y'all better look it up. And I'm going to tell you straight up, everything pretty much on my end and on y'all end, that's why I love y'all coming on here, they can't believe me. A lot of people, they listen in secret. They won't come on because they don't want to answer no hard questions that will fuck up their money
right.
game. That's all
right.
that's about. That's all that's about.
Wow.
So, let's be honest. How many people we have in this program that with high level can get a million hits? Million hits. And well, you were giving them money too. Told they're going to build a school for niggas.
I knew he was coming up.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable shit. Unbelievable. Right now, let's even go into, see, that's why I say Draco Law deals in black faces. See, Draco Law is deep. Think about everything we gave money to everybody. All you at a certain age, over 70, y'all gave a lot of money to the NAACP. Y'all gave a lot of money to the Negro, all that Negro, United Negro shit, all that shit. everything y'all gave money. You add up all that money y'all gave to that group. Then my group come along.
Your 10% of your tithing.
Tithing. You know how much money is given away. And then you complain. You got the nerves. That's why I say Draco law gonna mean, one of them laws mean kill. I'm going to show you what they're going to say. I'm going to let y'all hear it for yourself because you ain't going to believe me. Now, here's a group on reparations. You said Dave Chappelle, y'all said it to me. I was on the floor laughing because I remember I was thinking of the Tiger Woods one when he was trying to see what black Tiger Woods for us and this group was going to get this. But that was so funny because if you watched that one y'all sent me.
And that came out 18 years ago. I sent you that. 18 years ago.
Did you see this? I mean, think about it. The first thing they would say is where they putting their money at. Y'all know y'all giving. I'm going to be honest with you. Let's be honest right now. Let's be factual. I went to the store. Walmart. Bad idea. Them stimulus checks came to these motherfuckers down here. I'm just going to be street right now. Came down here. I'm talking about for all groups. Spanish, black. They piled in. If you were scared of coronavirus, you're a goddamn lie if you was in Walmart.
Right.
You're a damn lie. Walmart was...
Hell, Walmart even came out and said in the media that once they start passing up the stimulus checks, come and spend that. They told you that. They said that in the media. And look, exactly what happened. Herd immunity.
I mean, they went into a full-fledged frenzy to buy. Now I'm just talking about black. I'm looking at every group. And the groups that was looking happy, the Arabs was looking like, hey, thank you, Jesus. The Arabs was saying, thank you, Jesus. I couldn't believe that shit. Thank you, Jesus, they're coming. And then I was like, what the fuck? They saying Jesus? Oh, dude, I'm telling y'all. You can see in their face. They were like, come on in. Yes, Jesus is good. I mean, this is amazing what's happening. And so I'm saying, if they can fool you on $1,400, it's like Brother Kwame say, 14, 100 years ago, $1,400. They're using the same magic. The same. So obviously we learned, I'm actually learning from them too, because that's some hell of a magic that you can put money in the side.
It's genius.
Of the
I say it every day. It's genius. Everything is genius. If you really look at, you break down this puzzle, put it together, and you sit back and you look at everything they doing, you be like, these beings is fucking geniuses.
Genius,
I mean,
bro.
You got people falling in place. I mean, you cursed this the currency, so when it flows, they become zombie mind, and we all do, including me. We get money, boom. What are we going to do with it?
Everybody, your Bible say no. Your own alien Bible say
genius.
Ain't none going to be exempt from this wrath.
That's an invader.
Who am I to believe?
That's an invader mentality.
Yeah.
Think
okay,
about it. It's an invader mentality.
Invaders, all we've been talking about. Just like I said before, I don't like to be a step, but the facts show that Dr. Sheikh Diyat, Barbarism of Civilization, actually said, Dr. Ngimi came here, said it was actually our feuding, tribal monarch feuding that caused the collapse. That means it was a galactic war because that's why I told you India, all them involved. See, I want to leave India out the picture because, you know, y'all just center. I told you it's about that parallel line. Got nothing to do with that damn. It's just Africa. That's a made-up story. Just Africa only. How's that? Does that see the one God concept? See, that's what Akhenaten did. Everything got to be one thing. The one. I'm the one. You the one. She the
one currency, one income,
one,
universal.
Right. It's all Akhenaten. Now, I want y'all to be able to explain how it's not Akhenaten. That'll make for a good television show because I would love to see the scholars tell me how Akhenaten, the one God concept, is not the origin if they believe this particular group of people are the mindset of all people. That something has to be said that will at least be tangibly close to that. We don't know what the hell we're talking about. It's impossible for everybody to link everything to everybody else. And maybe that's by design. Let's link it to the last of our children. And we'll give them the abundance. And then he puts in the decree. Y'all know I'm making this up. I'm just going to say the name we learned. Yahweh said, don't touch Cain. Don't touch Cain, y'all. Leave him for me. Now, why would God, Yahweh, say that? Nobody touch them. So maybe that's why you can't touch white people. Maybe you're going to let them touch themselves while we take a commercial break. Because I could have sworn Yahweh say, don't touch them. Don't do it. Leave them for the last days. Now, what did he mean by that? Think about that one, y'all. It's going to be off the chain when we come back. We love to keep the program hot like fire.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show, so we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
Right, there we go. And you can cash at me at Drybone 7. Because, see, this is a new technology that Draco's, they're trying to get them. Yeah, this is what they try to do. So cash me at Drybone at 7. I'm telling you, this is amazing, man. That's actually, to live what we talk about is amazing in myself. I mean, and to have y'all, I like to start going out to some of y'all areas and we can set up stuff. Because, you know, really, the landscape of America and all of that that y'all live in is changing. But ain't no better person to know it than you in that terrain. Just like I tell people here, you come to Florida, and y'all know, beautiful. It is beautiful, beautiful everything. People walking around, they don't care how, you know, they're going to be on that beach, they're going to do their thing. But there's a sinister underline. It really is. That the money game is actually, you know how many rich people are in Florida at this particular time? Trump, I mean, you got Pharrell just put a damn hotel on South Beach. Yeah, Pharrell put a, he's in connection with another individual that probably, you know, was very helpful, but still, Pharrell got a hotel, and now here's where it gets deep, everybody. Draco Law Part 2 comes in. See, y'all didn't think it was going to be this easy, did you? Now, being that I, you know, get a little bit around sometimes, you know, they go ease the restrictions of the National Guards in many of you northern states. New York will be eased. Certain other states, I think Jersey, April 1st, which is going to be a hell of a show for April Fools. Oh, I can't wait for that one. You know, think about what they're going to do. Now, what they're saying here is you, because you took the shot, you now can go to the games. And you now can come to the upcoming concert of all, you know, the Migos and Beyonce. And, you know, when they let the elite of the crew come out to play, y'all got to show the banner. You got to show the ID. You have to show something. Now, that's just the start. See, it's easy. It's called gradualism. It eases you like a, you know, I'm not even going to go into that right now. But you got to ease in. And you so smooth, it's so smooth with the ease, you don't even feel it. Somebody said, oh, I didn't even know.
That's just like the first day of the Chicago Cubs, when the baseball season start, no more paper tickets. Everything is going to be on your phone. Everything's going to be touchless when you go into the gate.
Easy access. They set it up. So now, once they get the first group to go in, they're going to be more letting everybody come in as you show your vaccination papers, card or your phone. You must get this app, everybody. See, they're not telling you the whole story because a lot of y'all only read the first page and shit. They got shit all through that, man. If you don't go fast, just skim. Start looking at stuff on each page that makes sense and put a highlighter. Once you read all that, it'll be like, oh, shit. Did you go back in again? You say, man, they are actually going to fulfill this by the time I might hit 65. That's a little bit away. See, at 65, if I'm alive, I know I'm going to have a choice to make.
By 2025.
Yeah.
By 2025,
yeah.
They want everybody.
I think that choice, and by these numbers, brother Eddie, come
lights
on Wednesday
up
night
like
with
that.
Net on Wednesday night, and Sister Antoinette got some programs she's been putting together. A crazy one another day. Y'all want to hear a crazy show? Go to the one that they just had. Oh, my goodness. Y'all would love that one. Go to that one. Please. That's going to be a classic one. Watch. But let me get back to the train of thought here. So while all this is going on, I said, man, that the Miami Heat's putting it on. See, the best sports, let's go with Draco. Draco was the Olympic. You heard the Olympiad. The Olympics coming up too, y'all. The Olympics is coming up. Japan got them. All this is in the mix. They got all this set up. To get into the Olympics, you definitely going to have a universal vaccination ID passport. See, it's smooth because everybody would love to go there. They're like, damn, the Japanese and shit, you know, they all over porn. They everywhere. She's like, what the hell? They got these women doing. But nonetheless, and they all over your kids' mind because they anime. I mean, they got a lot of shit going on. They got anime. They got this. They got sex. They got the porn industry. I mean, this is. I just got a tape from a dude showed me that a dude retired in China. Now, those of you who I sent it to, if y'all see it, at 75, became China's biggest porn star. Look that up. I ain't making this up. Right now, living. I said, you got to be joking. Then it said,
damn, what are he taking?
Look it up. Google it. Y'all Google it. Chinese number one porn star, the 75-year-old man. I ain't making this up. So, obviously, they already got the Draco drug. Now, that drug that these people take, and this comes from, again, the occult of the Caduceus, the head of the circle, because anybody know pharmaceuticals know you dealing with art, because they high-priced drug dealers, basically the pharmacists, paid drug dealers, actually, because they got the license to give it. So basically what's happening is they're going to infuse all drugs now. All drugs going to go right back to what it was again. Get it from the drugstore, legalize marijuana. Here's where it gets crazy for me, black folks. Are you going to go along with the reparations from the drug sales while you still got your cousin in jail for drug offenses? That's what I want to know. Let's get back on the line. We about to get back into the Helios Biblical Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we got the Bones
hey,
on the line.
Hey.
Jump in.
One quick thing. Now, here in Illinois, they just passed a law, so now anybody who's been arrested on, like, marijuana charges, all that shit's been expunged.
See?
That just happened last week.
Uh-oh. So you know, yo, man, let me know how reparations feel, dude, because...
grow hemp. Grow hemp. You better grow some hemp, because that right there...
Illinois and New York State might get... Wouldn't that be funny? Illinois and New York State get reparations for marijuana sales. But they say going to give y'all a check. It actually says when y'all read it, they going to put it in some type of fund, and then the one in Illinois is supposed to give it to the community that can prove that they come from a certain... amount of the city blacks that
right in Evanston is not,
in
everybody's
Evanston.
Not going to get it up in there in Evanston, and then the money is allotted for you to for home repair. That's it.
So basically,
home repair.
And now hold on,
yep.
That's a good idea
because it was based on housing, the so-called housing discrimination.
Right, but let's think about that. For a now, is that Drake Coney, y'all? Now, think about it. This comes from Chicago, Illinois area, Illinois itself. They want to give black. This is actually going to be big. I guarantee you all networks eventually going to start trying to push this toward blacks who identify.
But Bones, we got to look at why they using marijuana, because what was the establishment here in this country? Cotton was king. Now marijuana is the new emperor.
Cotton was king second. Growing plant in America, everybody was hemp.
I'm understanding that, but what the industrial age was started with cotton, and so this is how they created understood. Right, and so what you look at now,
marijuana
and hemp is going to be the emperor. And this is the new thing in that, who are they giving it reparation to? They just saying, okay, you're going to get what y'all used to do. Now y'all going to do it again, making marijuana plants the new emperor. That's all they do.
And legalized gambling. Gambling is legal in Illinois, but the only thing is, just say, for example, with the NCAA basketball tournament.
How are they going to get their money back? Because who's the most people that go to casinos? You look at, well, how they going to get their money back. They're going to give you, let you make the money, and you're going to go to the casino and give it back to them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I just told you, if Walmart was full, we got to go to the y'all have been saying it. That's why I say we sociologists as well on this program. Think about it. You just said it. You're going to give it back to gambling because that's like a drug addiction, because if you hit a little bit, you're going to put stuff back in. You're going to give it to actual drugs for whatever you take, and you're going to give it to whatever else, entertainment, basically. Those are the three entities they're going to try to get everybody to go and into, which creates wealth for other.
Netflix and HBO Max, too.
But that's why they don't come up with behavior social control. Because they know how to get
what
we do on social media.
What'd you say?
But hemp is a resource where it can be used for many things, not just for drug purposes, for many things. But I see where you're going at with this, though.
Everything, that's right.
But dry bones.
This is something outside of life,
too. Can I ask this question? Where's the only place the federal government allows marijuana to be grown legally in the earth that they will allow, that the DEA won't mess with? The University of Mississippi in Mississippi grows marijuana because the government is having them to do experiments on how they want to see how this plant is going to grow in certain areas, because they're looking for.
Yeah. Now, let's go there. I'm glad you brought that up. Let's go with that premise right quick so we can get a little history on that. West Virginia and Virginia, well-known places. California, some of the best marijuana. Colorado, Mississippi, anything with a large, heavy soil, a heavy, a lot of minerals, they own it. But I have to say the West Virginians, they were so good. They were actually fighting the government. They were shooting machine guns at the air because they couldn't get to the Appalachia forestry.
But what was Virginia famous for? What was Virginia famous for growing? Tobacco. All you're doing is just substituting from tobacco to marijuana.
Well, I understand, but
West
Virginia had a big crime family, y'all. I mean, you look up the history of West Virginia and drugs. Marijuana per se, and let me say, I mean, they all that area of Appalachia, everybody was big time on the East Coast. That's the East Coast, and then the Middle Coast would be the lower part, but in California, and y'all just go on Drug Inc. and look up those. I think they have five great shows called Drug Inc. Unbelievably good. And drugs
What did Sammy the Bull Gravano say? This whole thing is mob, man. When he said that and I watched that video, I said, oh, my goodness, he just told it.
And you could tell it's a mob mentality. Then again, let's go into that concept because I want everybody to realize that this is not nothing new. And just like I say, if you watched all our movies, that black exploitation movies, which we all grew up on, who was they always fighting? They was always fighting the mob. It was the mob.
The black nobility.
And so you got that going on, and we've been doing that for a long time through our own relatives. Some of our own relatives introduced us to that type of craziness, but at the same time now.
But you can go back to August 1966. Tribones, go back to August 1966. The Fantastic Voyage was showing you how they were going to use nanotechnology by putting a submarine into a hypodermic needle with people on board to travel through a human body.
That's a classic. You brought back a classic one, bro. Oof, that's a classic one. If y'all can see that, Google it, do something. Back in the day, we were growing up, you're absolutely right. They were a show. Like, I should have known that. Those of you who went to Walt Disney World, and if y'all been to Disney World, you go to Epcot, they got the body human, where they actually shoot you through the body of a human in the body. It's a beautiful ride. Y'all would love it. And the ride shoots you through the body. And we've been seeing this type of
movies for years. But man, whoever thought that we're in a time frame that they actually is shooting nanoparticles?
Well, it's called Armageddon. Your arm, the arm that they're getting is yours. If you go choose to give them your arm, they getting what they need to put it in there.
They getting the arm, bro. They getting the arm big time. They ain't playing with it either. Oh, my goodness. Now, let me get some more calls. I got some of y'all down. Thank y'all for holding, man. Appreciate that love y'all giving. I see a few of y'all hands up. Oh, he dropped. All right. Hopefully y'all get back. And let me get something for y'all because I want y'all to realize something, too, that's happening that the young people are very, very technically engaged. It's to the point where kids must have a laptop or some type of engagement. I don't think it's about us really, everybody. I think it's about the children that they are now forming for this event to go with it more more smoothly, like I say, because being that it's a smooth transition, the kids will be the easier to prey. Our age group can see.
What is America saying? America, AI. America is incarcerating our children. AI, incarceration by using technology because this is the new we got out of Jim Crow. Now they've created Jim Code. These are the codes that they're going to use. The algorithms and the codes are going to use to do what they're doing in behavior control by using technology.
But you got to realize technology is being implemented to people by groups of nations. It's not just America. India, China, Taiwan, Japan, Korea, other groups are using technology to control, guess what, other people. So that's what we got to look at, too. It's not just here. That's why today's program is called Draco Law, the Draconian New World Order. That's why we went so far as to show who factually looks like, if anybody can prove otherwise, he's not, would not be considered the father of the New World Order. I'd love to get that debate on so we can try to get this clarity on, because that's the biggest thing. Just like Ray Hagan and Ashwar Kwesi couldn't get together when we thought they should. Remember that debate that went on for years when all these scholars were going over to Egypt and stuff? And, I thought that was a turning point.
Look at something, Drake, Dry Bones. Look at who's having their 100th anniversary. The Communist Party started in 1921. They're in their 100th year. This Suez Canal blockage is going to show, because they're getting ready to railroad everything across the Asian continent. And this is what they're doing, is showing, okay, this is what happens with the ships, so we're going to build the railroad. This is what they're talking about getting implemented, is the trade road. So this is all implemented and part of the design for them to take control. Because you look at, they're missing $400 million a day
right
by that ship sitting there in the Suez Canal.
Well, you know, we all saying that right now because it's very can you hear me?
What the brother is saying is true, because or we could correlate that to what I've seen on YouTube or in other NTD news, where it's going to be a container shortage a container shortage from all of those brothers and our family members that may be ILA, International Longshoremen, in the hood, and they working on the port. It may be a container shortage.
It's going to be bigger than that. It's going to be bigger
looming.
Than that. Just,
it's going to be bigger than that, but it's tying in.
They're talking about, I'm glad y'all brought this up. They're talking about toilet paper. They're talking about other goods because, again, it's a longer route. They can't do it. But is it done on purpose? This ship is gigantic, everybody. Did you see this ship? It's unbelievably big.
But y'all know here, this is over 10, well, you drop on 16, 17 years ago when I was deployed, guess what I was living in? I wasn't living in no regular building. I was living in a regular building, but I was part of my deployment. I was living in the Connex box. So Those things are big businesses. Didn't nobody see it back then. And here, certain parts in the neighborhood of Chicago now, they're turning those Connex boxes into tiny homes.
And that's tiny, That's right. Tiny homes
boxes cost anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 a piece to make.
They cheap.
So you looking at the hundreds of thousands that they're using to ship stuff in. And the thing that we're looking at is, okay, when they unplug that Suez Canal, all of those longshoremen going to be working double time because the ships that's going to be coming in to be removed now is going to flood. But until then, they're looking at Walmart shelves is going to be kind of start getting empty because everything dang near that comes in their shelf is made in China.
But then,
it's
called a supply line. It's called a supply line. Now, how do we know this ain't part of the global draconian New World Order? Perfect example.
That's what I just said. That's what I was just putting out there because they already have the trade road design where they're going to run railroads across.
And we can show. Those of y'all who know, y'all have to realize, I hate to say this, but how long ago, sister, y'all been listening, we've been saying, we said this about what? Before you people were even talking about the Silk Road. They didn't even know it existed, most people. It's like, wow. And we kept saying, because people kept telling me, I was listening to sources outside of our own neighborhood, because we really don't know until it gets all the way into the hood, then you say, oh, Silk Road. But the Silk Road and other stuff was already being built. No one wanted to believe it. They did a whole, we did a whole thing on it about 4 years ago when they first started saying about the Knights Templar. And I started seeing China. Y'all was there, China. I said, man, these people all together.
When did the Knights Templars come into existence? 1119.
Hey.
Turn it around.
Hey, drum bone. Remember what I tell you. The Order of the Samurai.
That's right.
That's what a lot of people should tell. The Order of the Samurai. Check it out.
That's right. Check it out.
You just talked about Nubia, and if you check history, the Order of the Samurai came from the Nubians because they were brought to China to protect the emperor. That's who they learned it from.
Like I told you for earlier, Draco, New World Order, all end up being black folks to me. So that ain't even a, remember. They all said this. We heard it. It was a time when this was going around, when all the great scholars were going around and showing this. They were showing the Black Panther sign, what the Chinese would do with the right arm.
Roko Roshidi.
Yeah.
If anybody want to know about that, look up Roko Roshidi.
Here's the twist. I know we learned something over here, but when you actually go to talk to them, it's a whole different ball game. So, you know, I know our story's been kind of like put into place to make us feel like we was worldly because we needed that feeling to say, oh, these black folks here. But I think it took us into a bad direction because we want to live what is called vicariously through another group of people on another continent who don't necessarily want us to be that. And I'm going to show y'all right now.
It's a feel-good story.
Yeah. I'm going to show you how good this is. Here is a 2018, I'm glad I had this. Now, the African leaders, because I told you, facts matters to me. The African leaders admitted, and look, ask yourself, have you got any love from this message that they gave to the so-called black people in America? Let me hear if y'all believe it.
We are very privileged to be with you, particularly our brothers and sisters from the Caribbean. And the diaspora. And the people from all over Africa, our brothers and sisters from all over Africa. I wish at this point to particularly to apologize deeply on behalf of the chiefs and people of Gold Coast and Ghana for the atrocities, the cruelty, the inhuman treatment that were committed 400 years ago by my ancestors during the Atlantic slave trade, where over 400 years ago, millions of our brothers and sisters were captured, sold, and transported under inhumane and cruel circumstances through Elmina Castle across to the Caribbean and to the New World. On behalf of the chiefs and people of Ghana, I do render unqualified apology deep from the bottom of our hearts. Deep from our bottom of our hearts. But one thing that I want you to be aware of, it was not without resistance. Some of our chiefs did fought and resisted. Some of our people did fought and resisted. But we are fighting a losing battle against a stronger army. People with guns, and we had no guns. They deceived us with liquor and all other temptations.
Oh. Whatever. That was 2018. Too long. 2018, the world, this diaspora conference was in, what you heard, Ghana. All the leaders, all the African people, all the chiefs, they in gold, Mercedes Benzes, and he just wanted to apologize because somehow they just got drunk. Even though they had weapons, that's how you know you're lying, because they were had guns too. They were dealing with China just as long as before the Europeans. That's how I know we don't do real good historian research, because it's negro-sided. It's like,
but Dry Bones,
the gunpowder was already in Africa.
Right, but Dry Bones, those same three things that he talked about, guns, liquor, and cloth, or the trade, that's the same three things
before,
that's going right now today that's keeping black communities enslaved. Because what do we have in our communities? More liquor stores. We got black-on-black crime with guns, and we're going to wear everybody's designer clothes. Those same three things are now part of the new slave trade that we're still in.
Well, again, they apologize. Now, you got to hear it. You heard what he said. He making himself sound good, but the truth of the matter is his chiefs and all the rest of them participated, and then they got guns. So obviously the whole thing was, say some group did give you some guns, but you had to see the damage of the guns. They ain't going to give you nothing without no qualified trade back there. Man, ain't no one-sided trade back in the Africa days. They had real shit going on. Gold, they was the biggest trader. Mana Musa would not have been rich if he was a sucker. So that don't even play, because they were already doing trade. Mana Musa then was the biggest money maker in the Muslim world, and he's black in color. So how do we take that Mana Musa, who had to learn all this shit from somewhere, to learn how to take old people's shit, translate, put people into power, make a slave nation, because he did make slaves out of a lot of Africans, according to my Mana Musa research. And I'm like, well, wow. So why is it that we can't come to grips with the reality of the dual good and evil? We can't be all good. That's why we are in the predicament we're in.
No, we're not, because historically there were six other slave trades before the Atlanta slave trade. There was the Ottoman.
Exactly.
There was Sahara,
exactly.
Trans-Sahara,
exactly.
Eastern,
exactly.
Africa slave.
Exactly.
All of those,
exactly,
slave trades was long before the Atlantic slave trade.
Right.
So what
now,
you're looking at
Hold on. Here's where I get with Afrocentrism. Why don't we learn that? So you got to dig deep to learn. If I just go with Afrocentrism, I just believe this is the greatest and most horrific slave trade in the history of 400 years. But these cats got 2,000 years ahead of me. I'm supposed to think that's good, and I'm supposed to concentrate on 400 years like this dude did. See, he's a Mason. I hope y'all know that. He had to give you the numbers. He made it sure you knew 400 years. I'm telling y'all, wake up. Smell the coffee. If you think
but
this
is even where it goes from the long version and the short end of the story, you still got some people don't want to hear neither one of them. So,
yeah, right.
You
now
know,
let's
hey, you
got
let let them eat people,
the
let them eat the cake.
That's my
let's
point.
Jump
wait,
to the now in the future.
Let them eat the cake. When they stopped the Silk Road,
that's when the Papalist Bull in 1455 came out, where they gave permission from the Catholic Church for them, for the Spanish and the Portuguese to go about and conquer other lands and kill and enslave other people is where they came. It was even before that part of 400 years. That was in 1455 when that happened.
They can't use the ships. Like, people think that maritime law did not exist. You know as well as I do, Brother Kwan, Manna Musa was ruling maritime law as well, and those other pharaohs, because you could not trade unless they told you to, based off these so-called ancient books. So if these people was doing this, then they're the first ones to bring in this stock of exchange. The point I'm saying is, are they getting it? We make it like it's always a fantasy that they can only do good, when all along they doing both good and evil at the same time of their power structure. They weren't all good. I mean, that's where black Afrocentrics have taken our people, and they can't see the picture now. The only thing they can see is this one picture. Forget, even if he was in Africa, so what? Look how many Chinese and African are screwing each other to death today. I mean, a huge population, way more than you can even think about, they screwing. I mean, they got a whole herd of Chinese Africans running around the whole Asian world. So how do we explain?
When you look at history, looking at eastern part of
the
Chinese was doing, Chinese was trading out of the fort out of East Africa called Fort Jesus. That's what they were talking about in the movie Amistad when the British were saying
they
that they had a fort.
Hey,
that was the fort that the Chinese had built.
I agree. If they were doing that, I agree with you. That's what they're doing. But I'm saying, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Jump in so we can get some more clarity.
But, me looking at or listening to that speech, what the brothers just said, you know, me looking at it as a Yoruba practitioner, so to speak, and the message of Ifa and what each Babalawa is come here to do on this earth is to do good. Now, along the way, you know, you're going to have good and bad in everything, and there are going to be those who do good and those who do bad, you know, and that's the choice that man makes. You know, the saying goes, when you see God, you do good, whatever, however that goes. But looking at what he's saying, he said, I acknowledge that, you know, we supposed to do good, but then I acknowledge that there are those that did bad, and that those who knew the consequences of whatever it was, their actions, their people in their own predicament, that now we are here, and it's coming back to circle the karma that we're getting. You know, he apologized.
Okay.
He apologized to the...
That's a lot of Aruba tradition here in the islands. You heard he mentioned the islands. He didn't say United States. He mentioned the islands because according to the facts, not my opinion, the facts show that the Caribbean islands, they desperately seek some type of association, certain of the islands, to Africa, Haiti, Jamaica. So it's like they made that where, now let's get real with all this. Cause that's why we do this program, so we can stay real. You and I both know these are parliamentary British commonwealths. These Caribbean islands today. And so basically, being that Africa seems to have a very most its leaders, including the great ones, all fled to Egypt. I mean, all fled to Egypt to Britain. That's right. They got all the artifacts. A lot of the artifacts is in
England. But they were also indigenous as well. Remember, they were Atlanteans, or they were Caribs.
Kalinagas, and they were cousins to the Twas and the Olmecs and the various tribal groups that were along the Greater and Lesser Antilles. So they were Atlanteans at heart, and we all know the story of the Atlanteans.
The Panthers over here is over here in South America. That's why we got the Panthers all through Florida.
Yeah,
and so forth like that. Then let me ask y'all, because again, I'm finally gonna bring the West, our section over, because let's just take that parallel line. You're gonna run right into South America, and you'll see a lot of that same type of, like you said, the Omic people and so forth. And we always had a reason why these people die off, or if the descendants are still dead. That's one of the things that keeps our talk of this archaeology and this type of factual information about their existence alive, because we wanted to see what fact is it really what we think it is, or was it people been brainwashing us into believing it is through their teaching, because many of our teachings come from somebody. Even our greatest teachers had to learn. So basically what we're saying today, everybody, the facts do matter. And it's your own, like, individual self to want to know. We can't, I'm not here to make you know. I'm just putting it out there. And those who gravitate, hey, we call it the Dry Bones Connection. Appreciate y'all listening. We at the top of the hour. It's over. Those who've been kicked off, please listen to the repodcast. If you have been kicked off, I'm not sure. Because, you know, they let people go longer on some things, a sudden sprint. And all these technologies that are out there. But I just want to say, for those who listen to African Leader, and I'm going to get, if y'all want to mention, comment on it, I mean, let's just go from 2018 to where we at today. And I don't think, personally, from what I can adhere to, that they're trying to make a real money grab to get us to believe that apology. I don't see it. I don't see that apology going forward today.
Today, they're trying to make engineer zombies, which they are going forward toward, so that they can control. And once you become this zombie, you're not going to have any control over yourself. You'll be seeing yourself eating other people, consciously seeing yourself eating other people. And that's something you didn't want to do, because you never was raised as a cannibal. You know what I'm saying? Those that have been raised as a cannibal, because they did experiments with them too, you know, it would be normal for them. But you as a person becoming a zombie control. And this is for them to go off world, because remember now, we're mining off world too. Silk World is not part of Earth, the so-called Earth. It's galactic. So the weapons that they're building here is for them to take up, because some kind of way we must be biologically structured to go to other planets, because we're a part of the universe, you know, the verse that spread everywhere. So we're a part of that. Right. We must be some type of makeup of everything for them to make zombies to put on offshore mining and wars, along with the robots and the drones that they have already, thousands of them. So we can't keep being on a level of thinking that this is not real, because they're on a higher level.
Calm down. We got to get as much information as we can. Now, they're not playing, but it's part of a plan. Now, you just said zombie. Now, I know this sounds crazy. We're going to that point, y'all, because you know we're at the top of the hour. And those of you, just ask the African leader for some reparations. I'm sure you'll get a hell of a letter back. It would be hilarious. So please sit it back and read it out of the air for us. But zombie. And I'm going to tell you, there's a plot. The only way you can make a zombie, and I'm not making this up, this is it goes into what we're talking about. The Dracos, the coding.
Shit,
Kwame,
that's what you saw
in
Walmart the other day.
Right.
Zombies.
Well, we seen zombies. we seen people, because when you realize what just to stand in a line to get something, that you'd be like, wow. Spring break. I'm going to show you how zombies work. Zombies are working. And we all part of it. See, that's what I say. It's called Night of the Living Dead. But let's not make ourselves into zombies like she just said, because after I play this, it's going to be kind of strange. It's not a very hard thing. It's not that hard what they're doing. It's like it makes it sound hard. But if you indoctrinate, incarnate, a philosophy, that is bigger than ourselves at the time of our birth. And your parents did not instill in you the proper facts that what they was dealing with, because everybody was taken into a new reality. Because think about it. They made our people think 400 years is long when they supposed to be in charge of what was here. 400 years ain't that long ago. It really ain't. It really ain't. If you think about it. Now, if it was 1,050, you know, for 400 years, they got only into that. That's magic. Straight. Y'all, you always say magic. Y'all say magic. I call it magic. You call it whatever you want, incantations, the Yuba tribes. All these tribes is connecting Africa. Even here in Cuba land. Cuba land is still communism. And black folks still like going to Cuba because they see so many black people and it's been told that this is the way to go to communism. What if commie, if you take the C out and put a Z, ain't that zombie? Now, zombie, y'all gonna get it. Zombie was told to that they were gonna use a group to turn them into zombies, commies. And they'll pick a land. The Godfather movie told you they picked the land. When they went to the Godfather movie, they were going to make slaves out of Cuba. It was so many blacks. It was so beautiful. It was so, it was just everything was going on there. Y'all watch the movies, but they actually go, and you've been there, brother. You know, there's a lot of, they show black pictures, but the architecture is beautiful. It was old Spain look. But that history, I went to the museum. And showed you that they were going to rule over blacks in their own pictures. I didn't even know the blacks was even going to help fight in the Cuba-Spanish War. That's where they got jazz from. It's all on their own pictures. Cuban jazz came from the New Orleans regiment that went to Cuba, had so much fun, had kids, and stayed and played jazz from New Orleans and put it on the island.
But that's where the Buffalo Soldiers went when they left America. That's who Spanish American War.
Right. But our point is, we fought.
But look at all the wars. Well, look at all the other wars black people fought in too. I mean, it ain't too many, not too many wars that we weren't involved in somehow, some way. You know,
we was everyone. From the revolution, we did a show.
Even the American Revolution started. The first person killed in the American Revolution was Christmas addicts.
Well, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. Now, y'all heard it. I'm just glad y'all. I'm glad y'all saying the same thing y'all, that was already damn sure right. They said that in the British Museum, said that what did the soldiers look like? They said they're blacks and children. If y'all didn't think they let children fight, they told you the draconian law started at 10 years old and above. Didn't they tell you that? It said 10 and above.
Wow.
Y'all heard it.
But what did Plato say? Give me a boy at 7 and I'll show you the man.
There you go.
Give me a boy at 7 and I will show you the man.
That's right. Now, that goes to show you that's where you get into where lesbo, the homo stuff, and then, again, because our people have been given a black Afrocentric, I just say go look at the Naga sex temple in Bangkok and where the brother did the Sambo documentary. I can't think of his name. He did a beautiful documentary on Asia of Sambo and all that.
That was Rocco Rashidi.
Yeah, excellent one. Excellent. I got that. It was on VHS, everybody. When VHS was out, that's why I used to get all these VHS stuff. I used to convert them into DVDs when that came out. But, it told you that. It's not like it's mystifying. It's right there. They're not denying it, but we're looking at it as a black thing. They're looking at it as a tribal continent people. They ain't looking at it like we looking at it. They don't look at, oh, he black. No, he is.
Did y'all see the video with Lil Nas? The ritual video he did from Adam to Eve and the so-called devil, but they were all him.
Nah, this was before that. Rocco Rashidi did the VHS on that. Black
Rocco Rashidi, that's it. Rocco Rashidi, because that was a good one. Yeah, I didn't see the one. Now, who was the one you said did the video on what?
Monatero, where he does the ritual from the beginning to where he meets the devil. It's just you got to watch it. I'm not going to even say nothing about it. Just watch it.
If you knew you watched it, send it to us because you got social media. Send it to us, email us because I see so much stuff out there. To me, music industry has always been out there to create good and evil, and they do it through music. Sexuality is in music. That's why I say go to what we just said, Sambo, and look at the video. They show you that they weren't just having sex. They were having sex with music to bring on this tone, and they would have communal. So everybody acting like, oh, that's wicked, 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 and all this bullshit that y'all be, trying to put yourself in because you don't want to.
Music is hypnotic, and this is why they use
Is sex not hypnotic? Hold on, time out. Is sex hypnotic to you, or if it ain't hypnotic to you, you might not be doing it right. But it's hypnotic. It's hypnotic. Sex is hypnotic, and so is music. And music and sex is both hypnotic, and that's why you have both of them together. And y'all know this. That's how some of y'all got here. And how many of our children got here. So they know this already. Whoever's ruling already knows that because they wouldn't have a sex temple in the shape of a pyramid with musical shit around it. These people who are realizing that, go to archaeology. That's what artifacts. That's why I love artifacts. Art of the facts. Whatever somebody say, they don't really show it in the ancient stuff that doesn't coincide with stuff. If they've never seen it, some people have never seen stuff, so they only go with what they only know. But you look at other stuff that they say that's the opposite of like. Didn't y'all say we should look at the opposite? So why should I always look at us being good? When Dr. Ben say, first look at your enemy, you'll find yourself. He said, man, let me look at that. I did find myself. I found myself like right with them. Actually, were part of the army. you make the Buffalo Soldiers sound great after they killed all these Indian indigenous people because they went to go fight in the Spanish-American War. They're mercenaries. They're paid mercenaries. Is that not a fact, brother, who's in the military? Just because you're a soldier, you'll kill anybody. They call them the Buffalo Soldiers in reality, and they've been on this program, got much respect, but they're mercenaries.
But what you got to look at the Buffalo Soldiers, they wouldn't have been a winning of the Civil War if it hadn't been for
That's not the point. Okay, let's look at it this way. So they killed the people, but what? They didn't kill for me and you. They killed for the belief of the Constitution, not for me and you. They believe in a philosophy. So that philosophy is why we got to play this today, because that's why I say commie zombie. Commie zombie. This was told to our people. Brother Kwame, you was in you 60 something, 70 something. This lady's around your time.
Jimmy knows years when I was a communist. Unfortunately, I was the kind of person who was moved and impelled into the communist movement because I believed that they were interested in improving conditions of the working class. Having been a Christian, I had the residue of the Christian desire to improve conditions to help my fellow man. But I had lost the key as to how you do it, because there's a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. And what the communists are doing all over the world today is they are appealing prickly consciences to the conscience of those who are believing in spiritual life. They're appealing to those consciences, and then they're pointing out the evils which exist and say, look, it's because of Christianity, it's because of the spiritual life that these things exist. What you need is a scientific approach towards this, and we'll give it to you. In other words, they besmirch those things which make us strong. And so in 1932, when I became a communist, I could see only the evils which existed. I saw the lines of people who were poor. I saw the lines of people who were on the red lines because of the Depression. I lived through the Depression. I was a young woman through the Depression. My heart was big. My head, unfortunately, was not well trained. And I failed to understand the evils which I was associating myself with. There are two phases of life the communists always take over. One is the control over money, and two is the control over words, language. They are fast taking over all of the nice words, all the nice language of the Christian world, and they are taking them to themselves and giving them new connotations, so that when they talk to the world, they are saying one thing, which is understood by their followers. But to our ears, it sounds like the things which we should be standing. 1944, there was a national convention of the Communist Party, which I was elected to the National Committee openly in Madison Square Garden. During that convention, there were many people who came from all over the United States. One of the social events that I attended was a dinner given by Alexander Trachtenberg, who is an old socialist, graduate of Yale, an engineer. He's head of the publishing firm for the Communists. Alexander Trachtenberg wined and dined the elite intellectuals from the party that night. Whom did we have there? We had men and women who were members of the state legislature. We had over 100 men and women who were members of the state legislatures from Washington down to New York. They were not elected on the Communist Party ticket. They were elected on the Republican ticket, the Democratic ticket, the former Labor ticket, the Labor Party ticket. In other words, they were elected under other tickets, but they were camouflage Communists. We had professors there, and we had economists there. And in the evening, Trachtenberg rose and made a little speech. And this is one of the bits of wisdom which I want to pass on to you, because it is important, you know it, but I want to print it for you. He said, when we get ready to take United States, we will not take you under the label of communism. We will not take you under the label of socialism. These labels are unpleasant to the American people and have been speared too much. We will take the United States under labels which we have made very lovable. We will take it under liberalism, under progressivism, under democracy. But take it we will. I pass it on to you not because I wish to smear the words liberalism or progressivism or democracy. These words are fine words in themselves, if you know what the meaning is. But they use the meaning to cover the Marxist approach to life. And it's under those labels that you must worry. You must worry when you're being sold a bill of goods. We tend to accept labels and to give them the meaning that we want to give them. The word peace, as given by the Communists, means the victory of socialism. I explained to you the Communist conspiracy, which was under many different labels. When I joined the Communist Party, I thought that the movement was a monolithic thing. You know, the district committee, the local committee, the county committee, the state committee, the national committee. I thought that was it. But I had to learn the hard way that the Communist movement and the conspiracy operate through many different organizations with different labels. That since the Communist theory of getting what it wants is through conflict, creating conflict. They will very often create an organization for the purpose of engendering conflict. If no conflict exists, they will engender the conflict and engender it at a certain position which drags the whole public opinion to the left in the direction of communism. And so, when I was in the teachers' union, we had communists, we had socialists, we had all kinds of little splinter groups. And I thought they were fighting each other. Sometimes they would fight each other, sometimes they would amalgamate. And I thought they were genuinely separate movements. Suddenly, when I began to come to the end of my days in the party, I realized that these separate movements were all pulled by strings from one center. They were pulled from one center when they wanted to create the conflict and the confusion. They never create the conflict and confusion way over on the right.
Now that is Bella Dobb. Bella Dobb is the godmama of that era of communist movement, white, Czechoslovakian, went around with the blacks at that time, went around with some of the civil rights greats. Just look her up. I don't even want to tell you how. Just look her up. You will find out, holy shit, she meet with all the big timers. And said,
right, but
and made the point and said Machiavelli, she was the Mac, she said they're going to create crisis management, and they will justify it under the term of national security. Well, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, but what you thought, well, that's why I said this is the 100th anniversary of the Communist Party, because the Communist Party formed itself because of British rule and the opioids that the British was taking out and using the Chinese for. Because if you look at what they fought with the Boxer Rebellion and all of that, that's how Mao Zedong came in, because he destroyed a generation that was mindset and trained by the British in order to get control back of the people into the culture of what Chinese rule is. That's all communist was, because it was going against capitalism.
And make sure you remember, Mao Zedong, let me just put that in because that's the deeper one. I forgot you said Mao Zedong went to Yale, everybody. He was in Skull and Bones, Yale. Look him up. Put Skull and Bones, Mao Zedong. Go ahead.
Right, because he understood what Skull and Bones was doing, and that hierarchy was white supremacy and capitalism. And he saw that this was what, and he decided that he was not going to let his country do that. Same thing when you look at Ghana.
Mao Zedong joined them. Mao Zedong.
Yes.
Mao Zedong was in Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
He was in it. Initiated.
And bro.
They initiated him.
And bro.
Yes, they did. Go ahead. Jump in.
And bro, to add to what the brother's saying, because the brother is correct, you know, and to what I've always said, you know, when you look at the ism and you look at ISM, ISM is a concept. It's a doctrine.
Right.
And it's see, when you have these words of socialism, communism, totalitarianism, all those are doctrines, but they're still tied into one and the same. So when you look at the Hegelian dialect and you tie that in, you know, you do the opposite of what you really want. And to all these play actors and actresses of what's going on, the end game still ties back into Rome. And it still ties back into the brother that we're talking about today. It still ties back into him, you know, because
he ties into, because you got to say this yourself, Rome is not just Rome. Rome named itself after some of the greatest pillars. They got the Athenian needle. They got Cleopatra's this, Cleopatra's needle. They got all this stuff as well that copies and mimics what I'm saying, and I hope all y'all can understand where we're going with this. It's like the formation of all monarchs. All monarchs seem to worship a secret society of themselves, and then they formulate a godlike image, which is now universally accepted by three religions. Let's go with that premise, three religions, which still goes back to three, which is Dracos, three. So I'm trying to figure out, if the Draco said they came out, that means that there's a group that believes them to be the rulers, male, female. They go across all colors, obviously, because if we can get a mayor of Chicago to say on national TV that she wants to bring the New World Order in, and y'all heard it yourselves. I mean, I don't know. It got to be a call. I think it's beyond our historical definition of what they taught us, that this is what it is. It's like, it doesn't seem to be that way. Black people participated, like y'all said. You just told me, I'm just listening to y'all, what y'all saying, and we can see from what y'all saying as a panel, we in every war, major killing force in the war. Then we go on from the war and go to other spots and kill other people. I'm saying that that's like a mercenary mentality. Is that not correct? Is that a mercenary mentality? Because it's going to go along with Draco and Colin.
They made a game called Infinite Warfare.
Infinite Warfare.
They made a game.
There you go. That is a game.
Infinity Wars.
Infinity Wars. There you go. Thank y'all, man. That's it. It's like they know what they're doing. They're creating these. Now, my thing is, it's based off a lot of stuff we all saying, but we got to look at our own selves now. This is when you come to yourself. It got nothing to do with me. But if you talk something that y'all know got some flaws that got to be looked at, examined some more, because we push a lot of stuff in the black community that has no validity in a lot of ways, because we forget that 400 years can cause a trauma. Just like Dr. DeGoy say, it is a trauma behind that, and I will agree to that, because everybody is traumatized in some form of fashion in their lives. But unbeknownst, though, our trauma is by education as well. Remember, a lot of these stories are educationally put to us, especially the Bible, from an early age. we learned this Bible. All of us have, in some form or fashion. If your family was Muslim, then you learned the Quran. Same thing, because they all three go together. So Christianity, Judaism, and Islam is the three Dracos.
Can, can we say it's a conspiracy? Go ahead, brother Kwame.
Yeah, but what you were saying, bro, you're correct on the ism. And the ism is just an acronym that says the ill sick mind. Because if they can make the mind sick, they can control you.
They don't made it sick. It's sick, bro. It's dark. It's already. That's why I call Dracos. They already made it sick because we under a hospital. We under hospital care. Most of us got to go to hospital on something. If you go, if you're not really going to check up your teeth, dentist, you know, you don't have to go to a doctor. Your teeth will kill you.
But what you you started off with, Drake Dry Bones, you started off with 2018. 2016 was the conference for the 2020 ID. And what you're looking at, there's 1.8 billion people that are not identified under this new identification. And this is the task that they, once they get complete, then they're on the road to doing what the Georgia Guidestone says. 500
What do you mean?
I sent it to you on the conference of 2021. The Agenda 21 conference says by 2030, they've got to get the 1.8 billion people under ID control.
Yeah.
This is what they're looking at focusing on.
I sent you the picture. Did you see where I was at the Georgia Guidestone? You see those? What I showed you, I'm right there looking
at the pictures.
Yeah, I think I was there. I see my dance. I said, my God, this can't even be imagined that it's in Georgia. That's why I don't believe black folks really control Georgia. I'm going to bring that up
What you got to look at.
Hey,
black
hey, folks I'm dry bones. Dry bones.
I don't think black folks control Georgia.
I want to, yeah, can I say something?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Sure.
In reference to that video that was just played, that sister spoke her heart, and she said that because she wanted everyone to hear, and she was hoping that the black community, most importantly, would hear and spread the word to their children and understand exactly what communism was, and they made it beautiful, and they made it look good, and they are still here, and they're called the Democrat Party. So my black folks that's on the line, we have to start leaving our emotions out the door. In relationships we have, we operate off of emotions. And what happens is that the Democrat Party is always moving on emotions, like in a relationship. You know, fuck the relationship, but you stay in it because you love them and your emotions. Y'all love the Democrat Party so badly because your family members have told y'all that they've been so good for you. That they're the party that doesn't like racism, but they're the party who created racism. KKK, Jim Crow, Joe Biden, mentor was a grandmaster. He created a bill that locked up black men and women for 20 years for selling weed, and we still stood in line and voted for him and take him the vaccine because a man like him said that. So my point is, I love my Democrats, but when I tell them I vote for Trump, they don't like me. They don't like me, but yet I still love them, especially my family and friends who voted for this evil force that can't walk up the damn stairs. He voted for that.
But what I want to share with the sister, and you're correct, but you got to look at history. 1854 in Wisconsin, the Whig Party disavowed themselves and started what we now call the Republicans. The Republicans were the ones that went for the rich industries and being able for them to be able to keep control over So you got both evil.
I read that.
No. You can never compare a Republican evil to a Democrat evil. Absolutely. I can give you the Republican Party freed the slaves. The Republican Party brought in the slaves and made them senators and congressmen.
Wait a minute. Could y'all let clarity? That's what I say. See,
but they did not free the slaves.
Kwame, hold on. Give me a minute. We this not the show. If you want to go and keep, we know history quite well too. All I'm saying is we're gonna make clarity. You can't just spout out y'all just spouting all this history. Let's bring it to clarity what's happening to us now with it. Okay, the Republican Party, yeah, we read that and we read some more on that. And of course, the Republican Party is the party I told you was Masonry. You left that part out though. It's called the Masonic Republic. All your people who came over here was upper craft. See, you can't say one thing, tell the whole, if not, it was a Masonic Republic. And that's where Atlantis come from, Sir Francis Bacon come from. I can go on and on, but I'm not. Sister, we know about these two things you're saying, but see, what happened is the people on the line also got family members that have brainwashed them as well. You can't defend the Georgia guys, though. It's in your own state. You ain't wrote nobody to get that shit down, I bet you, because it ain't going to happen. You know that.
Hey, so, Bone.
Hey, isn't there a city in Georgia called Allen?
Hey, Bone.
Hold on. I'm gonna let everybody talk. I'm gonna let everybody talk. I want to see y'all. Got to have opinions. There's one thing to come on the program. Give us your real thoughts. We don't want to hear this all this pontification about what history did. We know they did it. You still ain't explain why the Bubble Soldiers are mercenaries in reality.
But
you can't say it because it's hard. It's hard for you.
Like what I said earlier, right? Is both sides being played to the middle? It's facts on both sides. You could jounce on it, but then in the end, Dracos is still there.
But my point is, if Draco is still there, that means that you got to admit Draco ain't no goddamn white man. So
exactly.
Draco got to be more, and that's where the problem come in. See, the problem come in with most of our people. You've been brainwashed, and I know this to be a fact. I hear all our leaders to tell you a story. While they rich, living
right.
good,
right.
and you talking about some poverty shit, and they like, yeah. They made an agreement. Didn't you just say in your own words today, everybody, there's a council. Ain't no black council of 400 that's playing the game. Y'all can like this don't exist. You can talk about the Bubble Soldiers, but I'm going to tell you, the Bubble Soldiers were mercenaries. Sure, they were great. They were black. But I don't think Geronimo said that. I read Geronimo's own history on what he said about that. I said, let me go find out what the Buffalo Soldiers, what the Native Americans said. They couldn't believe a group would kill them like this, who white men held them in contempt. That's what Sitting Bull said. Why don't y'all go look that up? Now, you ask me, I'm supposed to listen to black Afrocentrics tell me that the Buffalo Soldiers, because you've been trained by black Afrocentrics from Harvard. Everybody y'all name went to universities of London, British, and all that stuff. So right now I could tell.
Boule.
Thank you. And it's everywhere. It's Boule Caribbean. It's Boule everywhere. Because they all of a doctorate. They don't care about this color thing y'all talking about. If they did, we'd be way, way ahead in the color game.
And just like now what's going on with these shots, don't nobody want to hear about no damn history unless the shit come off the CNN. All they know is they're going to take that shot. I want my job, and I want my money, and I want to keep shopping
right.
at Walmart.
That's
they don't
right.
want to hear that
that's
other
right.
shit.
I get that
they don't
want
to hear
day.
It.
And that's what, y'all, and that's what all y'all going to do with
customers.
Every one of y'all going to deal
with
that.
I took the vaccine. Oh! That's all I hear every day is, I took the vaccine. I took the vaccine. I took the vaccine.
No,
I
hear it all day.
Beautiful. All right. Congratulations.
This is why I say we got to look at history kind of strangely, because here's the people who just told me through many shows. I don't have a bunch. First, they say the Tuskegee experiment. Then they get a lady who I love, Harriet Washington, wrote medical apartheid for you crazy ass niggas. She wrote a book for you.
Got the book. Got it. Yep.
Every experiment they were going to try to do, and no one wants to hear the truth about it, but I think she went to the Tuskegee Institute, and I think George Washington Carver helped. Y'all don't want to hear that part, do you? You want to hear that Booker T. Washington helped? You don't
yep.
want to hear that because it messes, like the man said, it messes with your psyche. So you ain't really can see. See, a person can see has perfect vision. I see good and evil at the same time.
That's what you call balance, left and right.
Left and right. If you only could see one side of the story only, and think somebody don't know. You think some. See, the problem is a lot of us want to train, talk to dumb people so we can sound smart. That's a bad idea. You got to get the real people, y'all. Now it's time to stop playing. The dumb people ain't gonna listen to you.
And that will make them smart sometimes.
No, right. But you realize
some of the dumbest people could be some of the smartest people. We just don't know that.
No, when I say the dumb people, I'm going to tell you, I'm being real. I'm not being facetious like, oh, I hate the people. I'm saying when I say dumb, does not mean what y'all think. That's why I love people who look at words. Dumb means that you just are not abreast in a specific subject. But what you like to do, because that's what we do, is talk. No one will ever tell me, never heard me say, like, I can put a friggin' house together. You ain't gonna hear me brag on nothing like that because I can't do that. I brag on what my procedures in life has been taught to me. But everybody got a talent to teach. I've learned from a lot of people. But here's where the problem comes in for us. If it messes up our psyche, if you know, like all y'all know a lot of stuff on this program. It ain't no doubt about that. That's why I love y'all. There's no doubt. You're gonna get anybody listening to this program is gonna, if they challenge their mind, look at what Brother Kwame say, I say, you're gonna find out we all just said the same thing in different ways. I see, it's still the same thing. He ain't said nothing wrong. The only thing I did was give a rebuttal to the side that make him think more, okay, is it more? I just want to see everybody, is it more? You know how everybody want more sex, more food, more this, more money? How about more knowledge of what's happening around you? It got to be knowledge where you're going to be getting yourself, but just awareness knowledge, where that this is my surroundings, this is where I'm going to be into, because gasoline going up. I want y'all prepared for Draco. Gasoline going up because of that freight. Freight is what, y'all?
Bicycles is sold out in Buffalo, New York. Bicycles
amateur law.
Sold out
Brother Kwame, you know I watch everybody on the line. If y'all know we talk about jumping, amateur law is piracy law. Ain't the pirates ruling? We saw the Bucks. Y'all said yourself, when the Bucks run, it was a sign. And look at the Bucks. I mean, that's pirate law 101. Let's block up the seaports first for these motherfuckers. Then we're going to bring America into a food shortage. This could be done on purpose to bring us into the Draco
deliver
law.
It.
Huh?
No, I said this right here is a deliberate. China, you know, with the canal in Africa, making sure that we don't get our supplies over here. It's all deliberate, like you just said. That is deliberate.
Now, everybody know, anybody know who these talk about real estate, the housing market is great, but there ain't no supply. Now, what they're going to do is what y'all just said. So should we invest, everybody, in small, tiny homes? Think about what we should be trying to do with this little bit of money. Tiny home, get one, find one, put it on some property, or a container. Because the
land is real good if you guys have land. If y'all buying a house, it's good to make sure you got at least a half an acre or more that you can import those tiny houses to the market, because of the fact that we are definitely going into some, like Joe Biden said, dark ages. Yes, dark ages. And I just want to also say to the Brother Kwame, I looked up the Whig Party. It was formulated right after we were freed by the Republican Party, and that party was very frustrated about that, and it's the Liberal Party. So there isn't any history that any policy that anybody can tell me on this line the Republican Party created, brought to the House. They may have voted on policy that the Democrats voted, brought to the House, but there's no history that any policy that the Republican Party has made to hurt the Black community. The Black Democrats that's in our communities has killed us and emotionally made us vote for them. So we have to wake up and say that we are in this condition because, we are in this condition because our emotions. So what can we do right now? Right now what we can do is never, ever vote for another Democrat.
Stick your arm out and take that damn shot.
Get some land and some food.
Brother G, go ahead. Let me hear from you, and then let's get some clear. Because you can't talk over each other on the radio show that we can't
see. I'm not saying that, but just to add to what you're saying about, liberalism, even some of the staunchest GOP
foundations like the William F. Buckley's. They even claim to be liberalists. So when you look at their foundation and their beliefs, the William F. Buckley's, who happen to be some of the most staunchest GOP or Republican in name, their philosophies moved along those lines.
They're not really
liberalism and the isms.
They're rhinos. Everybody.
Isms.
They're not.
Money.
The Democrats
they were rich,
the Republican
and they were,
party.
No,
they're Democrats.
But they were rich. They were rich. They were rich, and they were.
Let me ask you a question.
They were rich, and they were rich. They were rich, and they were poor Republicans. The rich is going to stick with the rich.
No policy
and
the Republican Party. If you can tell me one policy, I can tell you so many in Democrats.
Okay, that's right. He's not going to be able to tell you no policy because he ain't got
no
chance.
No, he's not. He's just
going to
move in motion. Because the Democrats say they're racist, but we don't look behind them.
I say, Charles, sister, please, when I'm talking, can you let me get y'all in line so we can get everybody to hear what y'all actually trying to say? This is not another show. You want to go to the show and argue with each other? We try to get clarity and facts in here. So if it is a policy, y'all should be on the verge of y'all scholarly to find if it is one. Because arguing about it ain't going to do us no fucking good. So if you can find it like she asked you, or any of you on there asking you, let's bring it to the table. See, I don't care about what y'all let to other. Here's facts. You can't bring a fact. We ain't going to argue all day about it. We're going to cut it. Because right now, you know in the Bahamian community, they vote Democrat. You know I'm telling the truth. And you know in the black community, they vote Democrat. And you know in all y'all communities, they've been voting this way for a long time. So to act like, act like you don't know this is insulting everybody.
Look, you're right. You're right what you're saying.
I know I'm right.
Saying it, what I'm saying is this. Always remember, it's rich Republicans and rich Democrats.
Right.
And when it comes to the money game, the money moves the same. That's what I'm saying.
Our people are zombies to the isms. You know, forget it. It's rich everybody in every group. We're talking about a group that fell for this working class stuff like you and all of us on this line. And the lady said, Bella, who was before Kwame, should have known about her because all of Martin Luther King and them did. I'm trying to figure out how y'all could not listen to these groups at that time, develop a program started by a group that actually told you they were going to use you to be a powder keg. And then you heard Fred Hampton. Y'all heard Fred Hampton last week say, hey, we ain't with that shit. You ain't going to have us get killed off. But that's what y'all want. Because basically, you believe in a ism of the Democratic psychology. It's left and right. It really
you
ain't
see
no
what happened to Fred Hampton.
Right. Ain't no middle, y'all. First of all, when you say middle in your own alien Bible, you think they're going to ask you, are you in the middle or are you on the left or right? Which one you think they really going to ask you? Are you in the middle? You just told me ain't no Middle East. If ain't no Middle East, ain't no real middle. That's made up. Middle school, what does middle school really mean? What you in the middle of? Your mind being taken to the left or the right. The pendulum is at Mayotte when it's middle. And what they're going to do is to take you from Mayotte and put you on the left and right. If you can stay in the middle, which is very hard to do, they talk about moderates. That's another, like you say, moderateism. Moderate. What is a moderate? Most of y'all who say that it's both wings on the side, you're really saying you're moderately thinking. You're saying, well, it's both wings on the birth side. It's studio. Okay, that's great. But in reality, you're dealing with people ain't on the same. Your everyday dealing, you're dealing with a left-right brain individual. Very hard to find somebody to look at both sides of the story. You just heard that today about how most people, if we took a percentage today, only believe the white man caused this. That's a left. That's not middle. That's left. Most people on this line and listening, who listens, cannot say you can bring two sides to this story, because it take a lot of looking and a lot of listening and a lot of learning from other groups that find you who knows the real stuff. Say, well, here's the thing you need to look up, right? You'd be like, wait a minute. And a lot of blacks who tell you, oh, I won't come on the air, but I'll tell you this. They won't, you know, it's a lot of stuff you get this from. You say, well, my goodness. And I'm not that bright. If I can find out this, it's almost unbelievable that the rest of us I have a hard time figuring this out. It's like,
but they don't want to figure it out. That's the
they're
point.
In a relationship.
You know?
They're in love. That's what I'm thinking. The Democrat lovers, they're in love with that party so bad that if it's right there in your face that this party has caused ghettos, bad schools, put crack, high jail sentences. This party has done nothing for you, but you're in love with it.
Now let's
you're in love with it.
Okay, let's take what you just said. Let's look at what all y'all been saying. I'm taking the whole program, putting this. I wrote all these notes down so we can get everybody's mind together. Georgia Guidestones. If they want to give you a philosophy that will help self-kill yourself. Now, I know everybody said the Republican Party is. Of course, you've seen this year. It's not like we're dumb to this. Look how many of Trump's own Republican Party people went against him. So it's obviously they could go against each other. But we're asking y'all to say, what I figured that y'all was going to go into would be that if the blacks were successful in taking over that party after it was created by such a diabolical manner, why would they pick that party then? See, the thing is, we're not even looking at our own people in the equation. It's like, don't look at yourself no more. Forget about yourself right now. Look at what a group would go who just been out of this bondage, just been in beat rape like y'all tell us all the time, and having a bunch of babies by everybody. Everything happening to us. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the party that you pick once you are told this freedom is Abraham Lincoln. Now, is it because Abraham Lincoln wanted to free you? Not really. Not really. There's no evidence in his writings that he said if he couldn't save the Union, y'all know that. I ain't got to keep saying that. That's to be known by anybody by now. So if he didn't really like it, then what was the mission to make black? Because the only thing I can say is that blacks must have been here, obviously, like y'all been saying, but we missing like it ain't our country. And see, what's the worst thing you can do is to talk about another country more than you do your own country. Y'all
and especially if you ain't never been over there.
Yeah.
Brainwash.
Yeah.
Brainwash with the emotions.
I'm just trying to get everybody in perspective of what we've been saying for all these years. Y'all been in every group, age group, all these years, y'all have known that this told to me that y'all know this was our land. But yet, y'all allowed a group financed by the Rockefellers, different entities, the Rothschilds, the Ford Foundation and all this other shit, to give y'all these loans to go to school so we can learn black history. Now, I showed you the black man history was by a Jewish guy, and I'm not using Jewish. Mm-hmm. He really wasn't. That's a Masonic name. He was from the Ukrainian area, Kazakhstan, and he created the damn black history. Now, why is that not teach during Black History Month? Because guess what? They're getting the money from you being lied to.
There you go.
So as long as y'all keep following this.
Agenda 2021, they're funding Agenda 2021 along with the other foundations.
That's right.
And they are at the top of the list. That's the first thing you see when they have their meetings is Rockefeller, and then they have the Sustainable Group and the rest of those foundations that they have there. They're all working together. I don't know why y'all continuously keep fighting over these two entities.
Take yourself out the equation. We ain't fighting. We figuring out the strategy of how our people going. The key to our message is to stop as many who can figure out not to do what we talk that everything wants to do. That's the key to all this. Because if they want you to tell, the lady just told you, Bella told you, that they're going to use situations. They'll make a hate group. You just seen a hate group at the Capitol. You know how many blacks believe that shit. Y'all don't play dumb with me. You know a bunch of Buffalo believe that shit was real.
Right, and that was all false representation.
Right. So I'm trying to tell
all
you.
They were all actors. And people got to understand
crisis
actors in the White House.
They're not going to believe you.
This is what they do.
You know it's crisis actors. That's
you're right. You're right. They don't believe
me. I hope people bring people on who may be able to be shocked into this because there are people who need shock treatment. But if you heard, we don't just talk, right? We put actual clips of people who've never heard. No one even ever heard Fred Hampton say he would never join a liberal group like the Weathermen, which is Antifa today. He admitted it. Now, of course, you know what happened.
And they put out a movie about it last month, too. That ain't no accident.
Ain't no accident.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything. Now, those who've been cut off, the show is completely cut off. The show is completely cut off.
Dry bone.
Hopefully, I got everybody's line open. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. But I just want everybody to know the show completely cut off.
Yeah, I'm just
no
trying to, look at where did the phrase the welfare queen come from? Who was the one who created that phrase of calling black women welfare queens?
Could have been Giuliani, for all I know.
Ronald Reagan.
Okay, Ronald Reagan, yeah.
Ronald Reagan was a Republican.
Yeah.
Him and Nixon, there's a site you can go on, and they got the tapes and the documentation of what.
I'm not.
Those are two Republicans.
I didn't say that Reagan was a. I asked the question, which you still have not asked. Why would our people pick that party if they knew both parties was both wicked? What would make them?
I can't speak for our people. I can speak for myself as a man. For myself,
we know,
I don't pick either party.
We know you wouldn't do it.
I would pick either party.
Historically, factually, there's a reason.
Actually, I would not pick either party.
I'm not saying you can't.
Okay, can I say this right here, Brother Kwame?
That's your opinion. History showed that our people picked a party and became very wealthy from that picking until federal troops withdraw, which was an agreement made. But I'm saying psychologically they had to feel
that was the 1877 compromise
status.
That the Republican
celebrity status.
Right.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, say something.
I was just going to say this right here, and I just want to repeat it.
I'm going to give everybody a chance. Hold on, I'm going to give everybody a chance to talk. I'm going to give you 2 minutes because we got time restraint. 2 minutes on the top, bottom. Give me y'all a reason why y'all think this. Why would they pick that? Or, 2 minutes because I want to get everybody viewing without y'all going through that because it's hard to, I don't want to cut everybody off.
Okay.
I want to make sure y'all stay, that we want to hear from you, but at the same time, give everybody a chance to say what they want to say. Go ahead, sister, you next. I'm going to go down to Tennessee, and then go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say that when people say that both parties is wicked, I don't believe that both parties are wicked. I think that both parties definitely have faults and evilness and, when you do say pick the best of the evils or whatever, the Republican Party, the tainted ones are really Democrats. The Democrats could not break the Republican Party for a long time, and that's where the Whig Party and everything came in place. So the Rhinos are Republican in name only, and those are the people who are in disguise, like the KKK. So I'm going to go into the take off our white suit to put on our black suit. They went to the Democrat Party. You have to ask yourself, why didn't they go into the Republican Party?
So what Brother Kwame was saying, now Brother Kwame went from to Reagan, and Reagan is like,
statement, but does that statement affect a policy that the Democrats has put in reference to welfare? It actually goes to the Democrat Party. They said the black men cannot be in the house if they wanted welfare.
Policies. Okay. Now, hold on. Well, because I'm giving 2 minutes. I want to be able to dialogue with you in the 2 minutes. Okay, so
that was a statement.
We've seen the whole thing through Archie Bunker. We see the whole thing through Esther Rowe and Good Time. We know all about welfare, getting government cheese, and so forth like that.
And that's another emotional.
But what is it really? It's not welfare. It's socialism. Because the thing is, you cannot have welfare. It's a social entity. The social entity said. Socialists already in the government is woven. They try to make it even more so. It's not like it never existed. It was socialist people from different parts of the world bringing that shit here from the very conception. So basically, that's another lie. Because if commerce was here from the Moors, and people want to leave the Moors out and shit, the Arabians out, the Arabs out, you can't know history good if you're going to leave them out because they couldn't get a charter without Morocco.
Black Americans is emotional. They want to keep those black people in line because they're black.
But I'm saying the thing, right? They lie because they're black. Because let's be honest. Anybody with no amnesty law, you cannot sell ships without a treaty or a charter. So who gave America the treaty and the charter to sell their ships to the Mediterranean? That's what's never talked about because it would blow the cover. Let me go to 8554. You next. Give me 2 minutes on the hotline. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to look at this from this perspective. Whenever a person or a group of people, I don't give a damn what color background they're from, when you give another entity power over you, you're done. I don't care if they're a president, a mayor, a governor, a senator, mm-hmm. anything. If you worship an entity over you without looking at self first, then you are going to be brainwashed. You are going to be enslaved. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm. Let's take that. Now, I got 2 minutes. I'm giving you about that I want to hear. Because it's hard to really do. I'm going to be honest with you on this one. Because it's only so much control you really have. It's only so much control we can really have. If y'all tell me more, let me know, and we can figure out how we can do that. But it's only, because you got 24 hours a day. It's divided into 3, 8, 8, 8. And then you're sleeping, but that during that time frame of your supposed to be in control of yourself, we got to go to work. So going to work is basically a mechanism for us to keep the clock going, basically because they know we got to give the money back. They know the industry is going to be produced off of our labor. So they got that already calculated into the algorithms that out there. They know our sweat equity. That's my opinion.
The honeybee mentality still goes back to the order. The order of life. It still goes back to, you know, how they say naturalism, natural law. They're still paying homage to the creator in their God-given way, not our God-given way, because we pay homage to the creator in a different way. Even to the people on, if you go back to the ancients, everything was based off the natural, and we all know that. The natural, you know, even though they implemented man-made law because they know some men would not follow in the order, so they implemented man-made law, but it goes back to the ancients.
Now, let's go back to the ancients. You still got a minute left on the clock. You go back to the ancients, and let's see how, okay, if they make a movie about these ancient superheroes that we see on Marvel comic, you mentioned it as the Aruba tribe. I mean, it doesn't hide as good and evil, because it's good and evil and everything. So sometimes evil in your, let's say, is evil all, sometimes an alternative good, if you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. You know, looking at it from a continent, whether it's Ifa or whatever experience, the ancients always hold true. You know, the natural law of Arumila, Arula, Alodomari. In that sense, the three perspective, it's always there. It'll never leave.
That's something I agree. Never going to leave. Good and evil is never leaving the earth. It is embellished in everybody's DNA because it's energy. Let me go to 7-4. Brother Kwame, you on the line. Keep going. Hold on.
I'm looking at what you're talking about. And the thing of it is that policy and the bill, and looking at how it's formulated into law, is that the executive branch. So we're looking right now at policies or bills that haven't been passed because the Republican Party does not want to commit to making the Emmett Till a law, reparation a law. If you're going to look at the parties and what they're doing as far as draconian law and using what they're using, the executive branch has a division, the Democrats and the Republicans. That's why I say I choose neither, because I'm looking at how they do, because a policy is just a policy, but a bill becomes law and signed into the draconian laws that will rule what is governing the people.
Okay, so let's go with that. I agree. Now let's take a loss. Let's go with what we know, and let's just go with what we know in the past four presidencies from Bush to, we know Bush brought in 9/11, draconian to the max. We know that no one appealed it, including Clinton. No one touched that Never touched that shit. They left that alone. Obama never touched it. And Trump never touched it. So we know right there, 9/11, I said it earlier, post 9/11 was really the implementation of those draconian overbearing laws. Then we get into the next phase where the Clintons took Democrats. So this would go with the premise of what y'all talking about, both parties. Then they took over the premise of they was doing all kind of improprieties, making money, deals in Haiti, taking over big sex trafficking, according to some people. Then you go back to Obama, Democrat, 2 years of Democrat. Then we go into crime bill, actually Bill Clinton, crime bill, incarceration of blacks. Obama never changed it. Now, we're not really thinking that Obama would do it because even though he was a Democrat, we just looked at Obama as a color. What did you guys see? Because Obama didn't really, I mean, even Republican people, that's the percentage that are blacks, were very taken by Obama. So then that would transcend what y'all saying about both parties. So then now we get to Trump. Only thing with Trump, he had a 4-year term. Some of the things he said was very interesting. That was like warning signs, in my opinion, to most of us. Should have been warning signs. He was like telling you fake news. These were pillars that they would control if they're going to go into what is called now the Biden age. And if the Biden age is correct, we have a woman at the apex. Now, this is really gets deep, where everybody. It's a woman at the apex of all this. A woman that is not really known or liked by the major black community because she dropped out first. So the question for us is the 25th Amendment, which you say law, was it really for Trump or is it for Biden, which many of y'all have brought to my attention. I forgot y'all said that as part of my notes. Is that for Biden? Because doesn't look like Trump needed the 25th Amendment, even though they tried to implement it on him. Is that one of these so-called, let's create, this false narrative?
A psyop.
So Kamala Harris could end up, it's very interesting to me. I mean, what's your take on that one? And I'm going to go to 992, sister. You can jump in. Let me see if I can get, because I should have had you in.
They have her, he has her, or they have her running everything. So she's basically, Biden is, with his fake self, is not running the helm, really.
Biden
is corpse.
You said it earlier. It don't look like him. It looked like
it's someone else.
You mentioned The Simpsons. I listened to you earlier. You mentioned The Simpsons. And me,
yeah,
you know,
the fix his face.
We love The Simpsons.
One of those,
The Simpsons got some
because you
some
can
problems.
Tell he keeps from the mask.
Boulay.
What do you think about that? What is that true?